In the heart of what was once the rugged, unyielding Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott stands exposed as a willing participant in the quiet handover of the Lone Star State.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land for
Abbott's recent directive freezing new H-1B petitions for state agencies and universities now rings hollow.
Governor Abbott made the announcement directing all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. Governor Abbott was on the Mark Davis radio show talking about his plan.
What job is it in our public schools in the state of Texas that these H-1B visas personnel are fulfilling that we can't fulfill here in our own public schools? I mean, those are exactly the types of questions that we're looking at.
A superficial gesture after years of courting the very demographic overhaul now transforming Texas suburbs into Little India.
Now, I want you to come to this area because as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas. Now, we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%, and on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area.
Multiple H-1B linked companies registered to single addresses have funneled donations to Frisco, Texas's first Indian mayor.
Take a look at this room of full of concerned citizens. They want you to answer questions about why some of the mayor's biggest donors are Indians that don't live in Frisco. Is it because the mayor's real estate business, or is he being bought out to ignore an Indian takeover? Why are people with multiple H-1B companies registered to one address donating to Frisco's first Indian mayor? We know Fortune 100 companies are employing foreigners on H-1B visas, but why are Indians in Frisco opening up their own businesses tied to H-1B? It's not a coincidence that Frisco's Indian population exploded 4,510%, and there's potential visa fraud here.
The H-1B program landed in Texas with the 1990 Immigration Act, sold as a narrow fix for specialized skill shortages. What followed was a flood, especially from India, turning tech corridors and booming suburbs into outposts of chain migration and wage arbitrage.
I came here on H-1B 2004. Everybody was Americans. But the fast forward, now you don't see any Americans.
Where are you from?
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad. Hyderabad.
I'm from India. I'm
from India.
Where in India? Hyderabad?
Why do you think Frisco became such a big hub for Indians?
They have their own community here.
Right. No, it's not like that.
Not like that here in Frisco?
No.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Oh, obviously Motherland India.
Obviously Motherland India.
Hyderabad, of course.
Really? Did you come here on H-1B?
Yeah. I'm on H-1B.
H-1B?
Yeah.
You're H-1B?
Yeah.
Working here at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
We need more or less H-1B people here?
We need a lot less. I have two master's degrees. I was making over $100,000 a year. They said, you're too expensive. We're going to hire Indians.
Now, in looking into some of these companies, I think there may be more than meets the eye. Why not check in and see what we find? This one is Tech Bits on the LCA. We've got two 2025 workers on site. I don't think anyone is here at Tech Bits.
This is colonization. This isn't immigration. The Indian loyalty remains overseas. Cultural enclaves form parallel economies, and American families get priced out or pushed aside. This isn't stewardship. It's selling Texas out. While private sector H-1B abuse rolls on unchecked, the governor's cozy relationship with the Indian community betrays the very people who built Texas. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I know he's a big health guy.
Yeah.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with Liver King. You say you've taken Methylene Blue before. I want you to take our medical grade, to take starting medicine kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration. And they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon. So it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point. And also it's protecting the craft facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with a secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon. A month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in times. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
8 brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this. If they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up. You'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national security, and they will.
But I was standing behind an alien in a spacecraft, just a small one. Could I ask you a question? And he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a really long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube, but not necessarily just the 6 sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It was scary in a way. I mean, you don't really know, okay, is this evil? Is this good? What is this? What do I do with this? How do I deal with it? I was on the phone. Oh my God, what's happening? And I was landed. And landed about 40 miles away in a ditch outside of a Baptist church in a little tiny town just where you cross over the border. And it was an incredibly frightening moment.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
So what Grush has told me, this is what blew my mind, and what he said that happened with Trump, he said that the Nordic aliens are like a few hundred years more advanced than we are. But the Nordic people somewhat resemble humans, and they have been experimenting with crossbreeding with humans. And he says some of them, that there are aliens that are crossbreeds living in the world.
I mean, I had someone come and brief me who was in a military uniform, worked for the United States Army, that was briefing me on the locations of hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create some hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication. An actual uniformed member of the United States Army briefed me on that.
The fallen include MIT plasma physicist Nuno Lorero, gunned down while on the cusp of limitless clean fusion power, Caltech astrophysicist Carl Grillmer, shot dead on his front porch after work, hinting at exoplanet life detection that overlapped with UAP sensor tech. Novartis chemical biologist Jason Thomas, found dead near a lake with DOD contracts. Retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland, a Podesta emailed UFO insider, with knowledge of crash retrievals and directed energy systems, who vanished on a New Mexico hike.
My name is Susan Wilkerson. My husband is missing.
Okay.
It's been about 3 hours, and I have some indication that he must have planned not to be found. He's left his phone. He changed his clothes into I don't know what. I think he's on foot. All of our cars and bicycles are in the garage.
General McCasland's disappearance, what do you make of it?
Well, it's suspect, of course. I know a lot of folks are pointing at the UFO things because him being at Wright-Patterson over some top secret stuff is involved in some of the nuclear stuff, too. I know his wife said he didn't have anything to do with any UFO research, but generally those folks don't talk about it when they do that. They're at a pretty high level of security.
Melissa Casillas, who was believed to have security clearance for sensitive information at Los Alamos, vanished without a trace. Monica Reza and another unnamed associate who disappeared under eerily similar circumstances. NASA scientist Frank Maywald, the cause of death has never been made public, and officials confirmed that an autopsy was never performed. Maywald had been a prominent researcher at the space agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory since 1999 and worked on multiple projects tied to advanced satellite technology that could scan Earth and other planets. and Anthony Chavez, a former employee at Los Alamos, until his retirement in 2017, vanished without a trace on May 4th, 2025, just 7 weeks before a key assistant at the same lab disappeared, bringing the total number of unexplained incidents to at least 8 since July 2024. As Congressman Tim Burchett and independent voices raise alarms over this body count, merely ask yourself, who profits from keeping humanity chained to oil barons and petroleum pipelines while the stars beckon with free energy from the vacuum itself? The pattern is too precise, the timing is too convenient, and the stakes, the deep state doesn't just hide the truth, it makes it disappear. John Bound reporting for InfoWars. The fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, You're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices, and India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Welcome to the show, guys. Sorry it took a little bit longer than normal to get started. I'm Rex Jones, the host of the American Journal. Really excited to be here with you during your morning, whatever you're doing, drinking your coffee, walking your dog, going to the gym, going to work. I'm here to round out the news for you and to talk about real things, real people. So we're going to be taking calls here in the third hour, and hopefully I'll be having a guest on as well. Really looking forward to that, but I want to go ahead and get into what's been going on. So we were told to be white-pilled, and I attempted to do the white pill, as I always do, and I'm going to attempt to do that here as well. And there is some positive stuff coming out this morning that you are going to want to hear about. But the topic of the day, the topic of yesterday as well, were the attacks, the ongoing attacks on Lebanon. So the peace deal or the peace talks between America and Iran do not include Israel at the current moment. I just saw a statement from the Pakistanis saying that they're going to include this in the talks when they're upcoming, the ones that are about to happen, and they hope to resolve the Lebanon situation. But we're going to have to see how that plays out. I want to go ahead and go to this article here. Iran demands crypto fees for ships passing Hormuz during ceasefire. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you right now. Iran will demand that shipping companies pay tolls in cryptocurrencies for oil tankers passing through the Strait of Hormuz as it seeks to retain control over passage through the key waterway during the two-week ceasefire. Hamid Hosseini, a spokesperson for Iran's oil, gas, and petrochemical products exporters union, told the FT on Wednesday that Iran wanted to collect tolling fees from any tanker passing and to assess each ship. They go on to say that we need to monitor it, make sure they're not used for transferring weapons. Things can pass through, but the procedure will take time for each vessel, and Iran is not in a rush. Decisions on the conditions for passing the strait are taken by Iran's Supreme National Security Council. Hosseini's remarks suggest Iran will require any tankers to use the northerly route close to its coastline, raising questions on whether the Western or Gulf state-linked vessels will be willing to risk the transit. So they say, here's what they're saying. They're saying the fee is $1 per barrel of oil. They're saying just pay us this fee. We're going to be like Egypt. We're going to be like Panama to use the Suez, to use the Panama Canal. You have to pay them a fee. You're going to have to pay us a fee as well. Of course, we're outraged by this because we want them to be broke and destitute. And that's how you can tell also that we've really lost the war as well, the lifting of the sanctions and all that, just even being a part of the talks. Like, we've been fighting these people, at least economically, and this is where there is some truth to when Trump says, we've been fighting them for 47 years. It is kind of true because we've been waging economic warfare on these people for basically half of an entire century. But what they want to do, not only do they want to charge this fee on boats going through, they want to charge it in crypto. I'm going to go ahead and read this part of the article. Once the email arrives and Iran completes its assessment, vessels are given a few seconds to pay in Bitcoin. Oh, isn't that interesting? Ensuring they can't be traced or confiscated due to sanctions, Hosseini added. Tankers in the Gulf on Wednesday received a radio broadcast that warned they'd be targeted with military strikes unless they first gained approval from the Iranian authorities. If any vessels try to transit without permission, they will be destroyed. That's what it says. And you can look at the evidence, you can look at the tankers that were already blown up, look at the infrastructure targeted, all of it. They're telling the truth about that. So when we claim total military victory, when we claim all the objectives have been achieved, I thought opening the strait was one of those objectives. And you saw all these people come out like lemmings yesterday and the day before, trash my dad, trash everyone for real and conservative and just like talk radio, talk show, like real media, just anybody that does an actual broadcast program where they talk about real issues and they analyze this and realize just on its face, it's evil and retarded and wrong. Now, all the people had to be attacked. because, you know, Trump figured out the magic peace deal and the war was worth it because of it. Everything that's going to go down in the peace deal or the ceasefire deal, God willing, we really want this to happen. Okay. Like everybody's praying for this to work out. Everything in that peace deal is stuff that Iran wanted. Okay. It's not American demands. They're going to enrich uranium. They're going to tax the Strait of Hormuz. They're not going to have regime change. They're going to have the mullahs in there. They're going to remain in power. Like every single goal of this war has been a complete and abject failure, with the exception of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. Now, they've lost a lot of people. They've lost a lot of tanks. They've lost a lot of credibility around the world. I mean, it's just evil terrorism. You know, like they're moving in. There's literally Nazi stuff. Like, you want to talk about the Nazis, and this is just another whole matter entirely. Like, these people, like, we just got to call them what they are. I know that's overused. And when I call someone a Nazi, you might say, like, ah, the left. I'm not being a leftist, okay? But they're literally Waffen SS going and like conquering Poland and like just like killing people everywhere. The Untermenschen, the less superior people or whatever, not the chosen people, are just going to kill them all because they have the right to take their land as part of the project. I'm going to read this Trump tweet, and it's another deranged rant from the president. This is from yesterday. All U.S. ships, aircraft, and military personnel with additional ammunition, weaponry, and anything else that is appropriate and necessary for the lethal prosecution and destruction of an already substantially degraded enemy. Are they substantially degraded? Is that true? I don't think so. Will remain in place and around Iran until such time as a real agreement is reached, is fully complied with. If for any reason it's not, which is highly unlikely, then the shooting starts. Bigger and better and stronger than anyone has ever seen before. It was agreed a long time ago. What? And despite all the fake rhetoric to the contrary, no nuclear weapons in the Strait of Hormuz. They never wanted. I just get it off the screen. It's just him talking about conquest, him talking about America is back. They never wanted a nuclear weapon. We're pushing them to make one. That's what all this is about. That's why we killed the Supreme Leader. It's all been a goal to make it so there's an excuse for Israel to nuke them. Okay? And they seem to be not taking the bait. But they have the right to enrich uranium for civilian purposes. And when Witkoff came out and said, oh, we're very close to a deal, 3.5%. Oh, we think it's going to work out. That was all last year. That all got memory hold. Okay, with the 12-day war and all of it, the order came down from Bibi Netanyahu. And it's not even to protect them. It's just as an excuse, all right, to keep them down. He goes, look, they can't enrich any uranium. So that's what this is all about. The underground missile cities are still operational. The underground drone factories are still operational. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. The pool is still closed. As they say, and I'll let you know right now, this is going to continue on for much longer, and even though we want the ceasefire to go through, we want everything to work out, the deal, the peace deal, so-called peace deal, is between us, the Americans, and the Iranians. It doesn't, at the current moment, seem to include the Israelis. I've got a lot more on that and more coming up after this break. Really appreciate you guys. Traffic was hellish this morning. It was a nightmare being in the car, but I'm so happy to be here in the studio for y'all. We'll be right back after this break. I love you all on the American Journal.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is, scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
my parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this in 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we haven't had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvishowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Sleepy here in the chair, a little bit low energy, a little bit like Jeb Bush, channeling Jeb Bush. We don't want to channel Jeb Bush here on the show. So I've got a little goodie here, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and take this ultra methylene blue from the alexjonesstore.com. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a nice, fat, good dose here. See, right over here. Go ahead and administer the elixir, the sand worm juice from Dune. And each drop is about a milligram, folks. We're going to do about 15 milligrams this morning. I usually do about 5 to 10. I'm going to use a little bit more than usual this time. There we go. Let me go ahead and get that in there. Oh, you know what? You know, let's just do a little more. Just going to do a little bit more today. Like 20 milligrams. All right. That's not medical advice, by the way. All right. I'm going to go ahead and swish it around here a little bit. And then I'm going to take a power swig. I can feel the redox activity, the mitochondrial function, all of it.
So incredible. Tastes amazing. Really good combination with the White Monster as well. We really love Methylene Blue here at the Alex Jones Network at the InfoWars office here. Everybody loves it. I love it. It's why it's got an 80%+ reorder rate. Everyone loves their Methylene Blue. But getting back into the news for y'all, I want to go ahead and pull up this Trump tweet. Let's show Trump tweet 4-8. Let's show Trump tweet 4-8. I'm going to go ahead and get into this now. So the United States will work closely with Iran, which we have determined has gone through what will be a very productive regime change. Oh, and we watch him on video, and we played the clips numerous times. I know my dad has. It's one of the more frequent themes of the show nowadays. Oh, what he's been talking about this war. There will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will be working with Iran to dig up and remove all the deeply buried B-2 bombers. Okay, so I guess he's saying, he's not saying we're going to retrieve planes or anything. He's saying because of the B-2 bombers, the nuclear dust at Isfahan is buried under the rubble, and we're going to go in there and help them remove it. It is now and has always been under very exacting satellite surveillance. Space Force. Nothing has been touched from the day of the attack. We are and will be talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, let's talk about the bone of contention here, because what I have next is the statement from the Pakistanis. And this is what the Pakistanis have to say. With the greatest, and this is their foreign minister, with the greatest humility, I am pleased to announce that the Islamic Republic of Iran and the U.S. of A., along with their allies, have agreed to an immediate ceasefire everywhere, including Lebanon. Okay, that's very, very important, including Lebanon. Now, we've played the clips, we've shown you the videos, did it all day yesterday. They have just been carpet bombing that place, doing uncontrolled demolition, blowing up entire city blocks of various towns. A million plus people displaced, thousands wounded, hundreds killed. The carnage continues. And as long as the kill count isn't in like the high 10,000s, like as long as it's under 100,000, like I guess just stuff is okay for people to be like, oh, well, you don't care about the Christians in Sudan. Like, oh, okay, okay. Here, just go back to me for a second. We'll play that clip because that's a powerful clip. I'm glad you'll have it up. But you know what I was watching on stream last night? I was watching the debate that Misfit Patriot did with Harrison on the Alex Stein show. And the first thing he immediately does, just like the quartering, of course, he's like, oh, who is Netanyahu? I don't even know who Netanyahu is. I don't know anything about the Israeli government, but you talk about politics all day. Not to belabor the point, but Harrison's making a point about how, you know, he doesn't like it when civilians die. He doesn't want us to pay for it, and he feels like we're responsible for it if we're paying for it. And the Misfit Patriot guy goes, what about Sudan? What about Sudan? What about Nigeria? You don't talk about it there. Well, okay, let's talk about it there. Let's have a little discussion about it. You know who's doing that? The UAE, Saudi Arabia. You know where they get their military tech from? They're trading from us. So it's another thing, just like the stuff we're involved in right now, that we shouldn't be involved in helping the Israelis genocide the Palestinians and helping the Israelis murk the Iranians, or fail to murk the Iranians. You know? Like, do you not see how that doesn't work? But these are human beings. These are people. Let's go ahead and show that video of the woman in her car. Oh, we got it there. He's taking a big drinky. Uh-oh. Yeah, that bottle was pretty much full when the show started. And by the end, it was half empty. He's a magician. He made the liquor disappear. Very, very interesting. And the thing is, it's just like he was completely out of his depth. I compared it to, you know, aliens coming down and meeting primitive man, kind of like a 2001 Space Odyssey or something. And Harrison's kind of the pillar, you know, and Misfit Patriot's kind of one of the monkeys hopping around the pillar. That's kind of the IQ difference there. And all these people that promote this war, they'll admit to you when you talk to them, and I've had these conversations now, they just don't know what they're talking about, but they're proud of that ignorance. And as I just showed you right there, the ceasefire that everyone's been bragging about, everyone's been saying, oh, it's so incredible, it's so amazing. We're saying it's incredible and amazing if it goes through. But guess what? You guys are in support of it failing because you continue to back the Israelis and you continue to show support for them. And that's what makes them emboldened to do stuff like this. All right, go ahead and play the clip from the beginning.
Oh, Virgin Mary, I beg you.
Where are you going, Jesus? I beg you, Jesus, have mercy. I beg you. This is a woman praying in her car for radio listeners. Massive explosions going off in front of her. Oh, Virgin Mary, have mercy. Mom, be patient. Come on. The missiles are passing over our heads. Calm down. Calm down. Take it easy. Take a drink. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, these are Christians. These are Christians, and it shouldn't matter. By the way, I don't care if they're atheist. I don't care if they're Muslim. I don't care if they're Satanists. Okay, I don't care. Like they're people. They're human beings. They're created in the image of God. They don't deserve to be bombed or killed. But we're told all the time about the Judeo-Christian values, and oh, it's so incredible. Ben Shapiro founded Western civilization. He actually created Plymouth Rock, and he landed here, and he's going to tell us how our country needs to be, and Israel's our 51st state. Is this representative of American values? Because even if we've been involved in crazy wars and conquests and stuff, we don't do this to civilians. We don't, like, it's not our desired outcome, our desired goal to kill the maximum amount of civilian population as possible to make them terrorized and submit. That's the Israeli protocol. The Israelis are the ones that target water infrastructure, that target power infrastructure, target food, use food as a weapon, which, like, goes without saying. If you don't know this, like, look more into it, read the Geneva Convention. Everything I just listed is a war crime. Okay, but those are the war crimes that we get involved with now. Because Israel is leading by their example. Okay, we're the junior partner, would be the technical term in all of this. We're the junior partner, and that's not fair. Yeah, Hormuz closed. No oil or gas tankers moving since ceasefire. Only four ships have passed, all dry cargo. The doomsday clock on this just continues to tick every day that the ships don't start moving through there again. Got to keep in mind, these super tankers, they move at the speed of like a bicycle. You know, a bicycle or two. And we haven't even seen the major disruption yet because everything that's coming is, it was already on the way here earlier prior to this event. So, yeah. And then we got Trump with a little crazy NATO tweet here. And I don't like NATO. I want us to be out of NATO anyway. But the way all of this is being done, it's a bug, but it's being sold as a feature. NATO wasn't there. We needed them, and they won't be there if we need them again. Okay, I've got another article on this. I've got the Wall Street Journal article, and I'm going to keep the tweet up for a second, but I just want to go to this next. Trump team explores punishment for NATO countries that didn't support Iran war. And I'm going to read the rest of the tweet. They won't be there if we need them again. Remember Greenland, that big, poorly run piece of ice. So is now are we just going to go for broke? We're just going to try to take everything that we can right now. And people go, that's great. That's what I voted for. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, all right. Well, like, you notice how it's not just our hemisphere stuff that we did. And, you know, if Trump was just a crazy guy and he wanted to go do stuff and take over Venezuela or take over Greenland, I might not support it, but at least I could understand it. You can't want to do that stuff on top of doing the crazy World War III. Both in Ukraine and now with Iran as well. We're involved in like three different theaters of combat right now. It's just ridiculous. We're in a world war. I'm tired of it. You know, that's the message of the show today. It's like we're already in World War III, World War IV, World War V, World War XII, whatever you want to call it at this point. And I'm sitting here, I'm 23 years old. I'm riddled with stress. I'm bald because all my hair follicles have left me because of all the bad news I've had to witness in the media over the past 10 years. I would like to have a full head of hair. I'd like to have an economy that's great. I'd like to have money that's actually worth something in my pocket. You know, no inflation. I'd like to see Americans prioritize, like be able to go around the world like my parents and grandparents did and go a vacation in Europe and Asia and meet cool people and have real experiences and find out about the planet on the ground level. But because of what my government does, because of what people, not my parents, not my grandparents, but because of what people's parents and grandparents have voted for, we're in this situation now where it literally, like, it I'm wearing the Iraq-Iran war shirt. Maybe we can get that up on the store real quick. I just want to make a point. I'm wearing this shirt. And the quote on here is from 1984, is the war is not meant to be the war was not meant to be won. The war was meant to be continuous. It's never supposed to stop. And then I talk to people like Jeremy on the show. I have him on and they tell me that all the presidents are bad and I'm just not old enough yet. And I have to accept it. I mean, can we believe this? And this is why, like, I was so happy when I saw Big Lee come out with this shirt.
I really was. And this is like, just, this is an organic plug, because I'm not even plugging here. I'm just telling the truth. I have tried to give these out to people. I have friends that have ordered these. This is just a key message people will see, because you can't argue with what's on the shirt. Because everyone right now that's supporting this war, you ask them about the Iraq war, they're going to have to tuck tail and say they don't support it. And then you can point out the logical fallacy and inconsistency of that from day one. And that's why, like, we always had powerful apparel and merchandise. And like my dad's always said, like, wearing the InfoWars shirts is an adventure. And that's 100% true. That's not hyperbole. But I'm going to go ahead and get to the article. Trump team explores punishment for NATO countries that didn't support Iran war. Washington, the White House is considering a plan to punish some members of the NATO alliance that President Trump thinks were unhelpful to the U.S. and Israel during the Iran war. All right, and really quickly, just come back to me just for a second. We'll go back to the article. What were they supposed to do? What was France or the UK or whatever, like, what are they supposed to do? I mean, we talk about Spain, like, ooh, they didn't let us use their airspace. Now they're verboten forever, whatever. But, like, were they supposed to have ships in there sweeping for mines? We outsource a lot of our minesweeping capability to the European nations, actually, to have more of those ships than we do. Like, what do you want? By saying this, like, if NATO was willing to join us from day one, will we just try to, like, hood jump Iran and just do a ground invasion with foreigners and other people and just hope they get dead too? It's all so sick. I'm going to go back to the article here. The proposal would involve moving U.S. troops out of NATO countries that are unhelpful to the Iran war effort and stationing them in countries that were more supportive. The proposal would fall short of President Trump's recent threats to fully withdraw the U.S. from NATO, which by law he can't do. The plan, which has circulated and gained support among senior administration officials in recent weeks, is early in conception, one of the several of the White House's plans that they're discussing to punish NATO. It underscores the growing rift between the Trump administration and European allies following the president's decision to launch the war with Iran. NATO secretary, just more of these people. And this is the guy, Mark Root. Come back to me just real quick. This guy, NATO defense secretary, also important. Literally, they call Trump daddy. You're like, oh, papa's home. Daddy's home. Like, daddy's going to tell us what to do. He's also gay. So it's all just the whole thing, isn't it? The whole can of worms here. But we're going to go ahead and get back into the article. It's quite sad that NATO turned their backs on the American people over the last 6 weeks when it's the American people who have been funding their defense. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said Wednesday, okay, all right, we agree. We agree with that statement. All right, you know, it's quite sad that Trump and the Trump administration and the American government turned their backs on the American people over the last 6 weeks when it's the American people that have been funding the military. They didn't want to do this and they voted for no war. And it's just like, you can't, like, these people, they make these statements in isolation, and it makes me so mad because, like, this is them trying to give a logical answer for why they're doing what they're doing. So they're attempting to use logic, and this is logical. But if you have a brain that thinks like that, then on its face, you also have to call out the war for being insane, immoral, evil, ridiculous, war crimes, whatever you want to call it, right? I can't deal with the stupidity anymore. I really can't. It makes me want to crash out. I want to throw the microphone in the TV right now. All right. On Wednesday evening, Trump wrote on Truth Social, NATO wasn't there when we needed them and they won't even be there if we need them again. Okay. All right. We should have left a long time ago, man. So go ahead and do what you want to do, Unc. I actually kind of agree this time. The U.S. has around 84,000 troops stationed across Europe. Though the exact number varies from military exercises and rotational deployments, U.S. bases in Europe, critical hub, blah, 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 blah. It's all control. It's all the empire. It's all we're on top of your neck. We actually run your country. You're our vassal state. Oh, the heroic defense that we can provide. What defense? What are we going to do? Like, aid them in case they get ground invaded by another country? Oh, we're going to help you with missile defense. Oh, wait, we're out of those missiles. And if you have any left, you got to send them to Tel Aviv. You have to send the THAAD interceptors you might have. You have to send the Patriots you might have to Tel Aviv. That's more important than your country. Sorry, Japan. Sorry, South Korea. Ha, 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 F you. That's literally the message that we give our allies.
It couldn't be determined which countries will lose troops, yet a number of alliance members have run afoul of Trump since he returned to office and more recently attracted his ire by objecting to the war in Iran. Spain hasn't indicated that it will spend the 5% on NATO defense and that blocked U.S. planes. Italy also briefly blocked the use of a U.S. airbase in Sicily. And the French government agreed to only allow the U.S. to use a base in southern France after it guaranteed planes not involved in Iran strikes would land there. Trump said Monday that he was very disappointed with NATO and their unwillingness to support the U.S. on the Iran war is a mark on NATO that will never disappear. He has frequently lashed out at the alliance, blah, blah, blah. Last month, he posted to True Social, U.S. needs nothing from NATO. So do we need nothing from them, or they didn't help us and we're mad, so we're going to leave now? F you. There's no actual rhyme or reason to do any of these things. And hey, the saying is, right, a broken clock is right twice a day. I agree with this decision. I would love for us to be out of NATO. Like, screw Europe. Let them do what they're going to do. They want to censor and abuse their people. I mean, here's reality. Here's what I really call for, and I've called for numerous times on the show. I mean, we had Amy Dangerfield on talking about Australia and the draconian hell pit they forced these amazing people of Australia to live under, these crazy laws. And, like, why don't we blockade those places? Why don't we sanction countries that do that? Why don't we mandate that countries around the world have a freedom of speech? Does that sound cool? Does that sound like a political platform that you're interested in? How about a digital bill of rights for everybody so that we now, like, we have always had our rights, but they're enshrined now and they carried forward, outlined into law the new digital age. How about privacy? How about respect? How about the ability to have free commerce, to use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as legal tender? Like, there's a lot of really cool stuff we can do, guys. There's a lot of really cool stuff we can do, but we got to get out of the era where we're just stunlocked by these old people and we're living in their paradigm. Like they spend $11,500 a second, okay, for much more than 2 weeks, but just look at that for 2 weeks. That's 1,210,000 people, okay, that you could have just given at random. You could have given that money. You could have ended homeless veterans in America by giving them all homes. Literally with that money. Could have given them money for 5 years. We're going to have these things. Okay, we're going to work towards having these things. I'm going to spend my life working towards these things. I know you and the audience are as well. And we talk about all this stuff. It's not pie in the sky. It's actually very realistic. And I had someone in my live chat last night kind of talking to me about all this, and they were just – they were on the same page. They were anti-war. They were against the war. But it was so doom-pilling and it was so negative. And first off, like, the thing I just want to say to everybody, and I just said it, but, like, the change starts with us, of course. But number two, like, there are solutions to all these things. And the biggest solution is we don't have to come up with some, like, MacGyver quantum AI computer thing that's going to solve all our problems. All we have to do is stop funding murder. Okay? Like, it's very simple. All we got to do is stop funding abortion. All we got to do is stop funding war. All we got to do is stop funding censorship and oppression and supporting countries that do that. All we got to do is be Americans. Like, it's so simple. And I think there are more people out there that know about what being an American means than they thought. You know, I think they thought a lot of people had forgotten about that. I think they thought a lot of people had just kind of brushed that to the side. We are here on this planet for a reason. We're here to be a beacon of truth, of liberty, of human rights and civil rights and values and expansion and technology and energy and love and a belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on all of us sinners. First of all, me, of course. We're all the worst of all sinners. I'm the worst of all sinners. Like, here's the thing. We don't have that attitude about ourselves. We don't have the humility to say that we're all wicked. Okay, we say we're all great. We're moral. We're secular. We're evolved. We're nothing matters to us anymore. It's all about the GDP, the stock market. The stock market, that's their God. They worship the stock market. That's their ball, right? They worship the stock market. And the GDP is not a metric for the success of the American people. The GDP and the stock market are success metrics for the people that are involved in the power structure and the wheeling and dealing and the criminal activity that runs our government and runs our economy and the behavior that all these companies, especially these tech companies in the prediction markets, are engaged in is illegal on its face because it's a monopoly. Okay, it's a monopoly. It's also insider trading and conflict of interest. This is what we stand against. Like I've said many times, you'll never see me take a Polymarket or Kalshi sponsorship. I know people that have. I'm not ragging on them. Like, it is a growing thing, whatever, whatnot. I totally get everybody's gotta feed themselves at the end of the day, right? But I won't do that because I'm going to lobby for those things to be made illegal. Okay. And like, we need to have a very serious approach to things like that. I mean, you just look at gambling and how it's been legalized over the past 10 years. And you look at the amount of lives that, services, I'll just call them like services like that, in my view, in my opinion, have caused. It truly is staggering, but that's because our country, we have the gambler's mindset. And the older people, they still think they can sit at the slot machine and they can press the button and eventually it's all going to work out and it's going to be 777. That ain't happening. And the young people that realize that, that demand solutions, demand real actual change in this world, I'm here for you. We here at InfoWars always been here for you. That's what being the tip of the spear means. It means being the first in the fight, the first in the battle, the first seeking that truth. And we're going to continue to do that. I'm really excited about the new network. I'm really excited about everything that's going to go on there. And keep in mind, I'm going to be doing this show, which ends on Friday. I'm doing this time slot going forward every single day. I'll be here Monday through Friday. I'm calling it My American Journal or New American Journal. I have an account for it. I need to get my computer out and check what the at is. And if y'all can follow it, that would be amazing. But you can just go to my profile right now. That's Rex Jones News on Twitter. I'm going to be live every single morning for y'all. And I really appreciate the love and the support and everybody here because we got a common goal. Our goal is to make the world better. Our goal is to have solutions. And I also just want to tell you right now, thealexjonesstore.com, you're going to want to go there. But look, we got the profile up there right now. If you want to go up there and you want to follow Rex Jones News on Twitter, I'll be live every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. from now on, doing the New American Journal on X. Really appreciate that. Thank you, crew. We got thealexjonesstore.com. We got a phenomenal array of vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, apparel, equipment, high quality, tactical daggers, knives, blades, anything and everything you need. You're going to want to go to thealexjonesstore.com and it's so amazing. There are incredible folks out there like Bigley that aren't loyal to, you know, any sort of political figure or whatever, but they're loyal to the truth and they're loyal to victory. They're loyal to what's real. They're loyal to what the people want. And that's why we're proud to work with them and do stuff with them going forward and just into the future. I got to just say, I love Bigley and I'm proud to work with them. I know my dad is as well. So thank you all. We will be right back. I've got more news in the rundown. I've got crazy news on the domestic front as well. We're going to talk some pretty sketchy stuff going on with some political figures going on into the future. But thank you for being here with me. I will see you after the break. Rex Jones News, American Journal. I love you all. See you soon.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this. That's where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, We have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theolicestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theolicestore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Just covering again the reckless slaughter in Lebanon the Israelis are doing. I want to go into my dad's commentary on it. I thought that was very powerful. And then I want to show you an example of something our military would never do, but they love to do over there. So go ahead and roll clip number two. That's Alex Jones, Lebanon clip. Let's go for that.
Netanyahu put out a statement before that show aired last night on Fox and said, we're not stopping. And they're still hitting Iran. They're still hitting Lebanon, they're still bombing and missiling all over the place. Some of the biggest attacks yet. Pull the headlines up. And so Iran's like firing more missiles, and Fox News shows it and says, oh, look, they violated the ceasefire without even saying that they're bombing them. The level of deception. And then Israel attacks first to drag us into this and says, now we have a moral responsibility to go save the Iranians when Israel and our government were giving them weapons and trying to do this overthrow. They failed. It failed, Mark. It didn't work.
All right,
work.
Now pause it right there.
You and Netanyahu and Trump.
So when he's talking about this, I think he's talking about, you know, the failed color revolution that precipitated the 12-day war originally and then the more ongoing conflicts after. And he's right. And this is something that I often point out, and this is something that – this is one of my weaker opinions, meaning, like, I know there's a strong argument for the other side, and this is something I would like to academically debate with anyone that's interested. Anyone with the following and of note, like at Word War Debate or any one of these events that I'm involved in. I'm actually – real quick, I'm signed to the Contender Series on Word War Debate. Hopefully I'll be – my opponent will be announced pretty soon. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff like that for you guys. Always staying active. But – you could say, oh, like they want the freedom. We're going to back to people that want the freedom. Are they really protesters if you give them an FPV drone with an explosive and an AK-47 and you're a CIA Mossad? Imagine if China was giving Antifa people rocket launchers. You see what I'm saying? Or go back to the clip.
Eyes up. They'll be gone in a few days. We've been hearing that for 39 days. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe the mullahs fall. I want to end this war. If that happened, I'll say, wow, a miracle. Still wrong to say you're going to kill everybody in the country. Still wrong to say you're going to bomb their water plants. Still wrong to have Israel running our foreign policy, regardless of whether this was right or wrong. It's wrong to have a foreign power doing this.
Yes.
And Mark Levin and all of them calling for all of us to be censored or taken off the air and calling me Joseph Goebbels.
Pause it. All right, let's pause. We'll leave it on him. Hold on. Because Mark Levin says that he looks like a camp guard, or he reminds him of a Nazi camp guard. My dad's a lovable guy. My dad would never hurt people in a camp. Mark Levin is the weak, slimy, little eel-like creature that would hurt people at a camp. My dad could never do that to anybody. Go ahead and play it.
It's un-American. No need to put her in a straitjacket and make fun of her. It's sad.
All right, pause it.
Laura used to be a sweeter girl.
All right, we'll go back to the rest of it after the break. I just want to show you that, and he's right. And people want to give the argument of, oh, but it worked out in our favor. It worked out this way. It worked out that way. It's like we were put in irons and thrown in a car and taken on a road trip, and then we were beaten. We were hurt. We almost died of starvation or dehydration in the car. And then after all said and done, we get tossed out of the vehicle. They go, wow, that was a great trip. And you're like, we never consented to go down that road with you, period. And that's what my dad is saying. And nobody's been more pro-Trump than my father. Nobody's been more loyal to the administration than my father. And you look where that's gotten us, both, you know, just the anecdotal example of us personally not getting help from the DOJ. And then you look at what's happened to the country now being dragged into the war. We have the right as Americans to demand more from our own government. And that's what this show has always been about. That's what it's going to continue to be about. Going to be more here after the break. Want to remind you, thealexjonesstore.com, the place you want to go for all your favorite vitamins, all your favorite supplements. We've got the methylene blue that you crave. We've got it available right now. Subscribe and save. Not sure if the deal's up right now. I think it's 72% off. Can you believe that? 72% off when you subscribe and save to the methylene blue. Got to check out zeolites as well, especially if you had a heavy metal exposure. Got so many cool things on thealexjonesstore.com.
For as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years, and Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do, and I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
You're watching The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, my father is a symbol of integrity to so many people around the world. I mean, he's that symbol for a reason, and that's because for 32 years, and longer than that, for that matter, he's been saying the exact same thing. He's been consistent on his message, pro-humanity, pro-constitution, anti-war, human supremacy, human empowerment, going to the stars and beyond. That's what he's always talked about. And now people have the expectation for us to blindly follow Trump around like a lap dog and to do whatever he says and to roll over on our belly for supposed treats. I'm sorry. Were you ever really a fan of this program, if that's what you thought? Of course, I know our real audience out there. I know they agree with me, or at least understand what I'm saying here. But we were around before Trump. We weren't just MAGA. We were 1776, and we were MAGA because we thought MAGA meant 1776. So now we're here trying to figure out what all this means. Going to go back to this clip of my father, the legendary Alex Jones.
I don't even dislike her. She's very sad. It's disgusting. Zero Hedge is reporting that the Iranian news, and we've got it, it's confirmed, is saying they're planning a strong response to Israel for continuing to just blow up whole neighborhoods. I mean, five blocks at a time, just everybody's houses, just killing everybody. And the news, little dead kids everywhere. I mean, this is just terrible. And it makes the Muslims look like the good guys. So I just cannot stand this. And I don't like being the bad guy. So I'm not going to support any of this. And I'm going to get more and more hardcore against it all.
Awesome. That's all we need to hear. Okay.
112 killed in Israel's devastating attacks.
Well, that's the point. And now to update, since the time of that, I believe that was early yesterday at around 11. Israeli strikes on Lebanon threaten the ceasefire. Lebanon's health ministry said at least 203 people were killed. So that's another 100 people killed, more than 1,000 wounded. And the number, I'm sure, is much higher now. And sure, the kill count, or soon the kill count, will be in the thousands. And, you know, then maybe the tap dance will begin. Maybe they'll be forced to, you know, pull out, or at least temporarily withdraw, whatever they'll call it. But this is why everything going on right now is just, it's the absolute political apex. It's absolute zeitgeist. This is literally the Super Bowl of hell and death and politics and blackmail. Everything, the Epstein file, the Iran war, the Ukraine war, China attacking, us attacking South America, Monroe Doctrine, all of it. This is stuff that's always been theorized, always been talked about as what would happen, what would usher in multipolarity, how would the empire, I know it's declining, it's been declining for a long time, how would it fall? It'll fall because of stuff like this. It'll fall because we can't even control our very basic ally, our strongest ally. They should do what we say, no? right? You think how it would work. But, you know, just like Rome, you know, like the Germans, they stopped listening to the Romans and eventually they conquered the country and Alaric came and burned everything down. So we're rehashing that. I want to go ahead and show clip number three. This is an example of stuff, and I'm sure you can point, and I know you can because I've gone over them. You can point to incidents of United States soldiers doing war crimes and whatever. This is completely different, though. All right? The modern age, we have a professional military. This is not like a special forces mission gone rogue or anything like that. This is like a normal run-of-the-mill soldier. Just like we have an army soldier, an IDF soldier, like heavy equipment guy, tank guy, whatever you want to call him. And it's him shooting a video for his wife of him blowing up some poor Palestinian's home. And, you know, he's like, I do this for you, for the destruction of Amalek, for Amalek. So we're backing people that literally they're like chimpanzees with military equipment that are in a theocratic evil regime cult, which is what Israel is, not Iran. It's actually Israel that's more of a theocratic regime and a cult. But I want to go ahead and show this. I want you to look at the sick, degenerate glee on his face as he does this. Let's play the clip. My dear wife, Sarah, are you ready? There's going to be a big explosion. Ooh. To wipe off the memory of Amalek. To wipe off. Revenge. To take revenge of the Gentiles. Oh, positive. Whoa. All right. So imagine if there were white people blowing up black people somewhere in Africa. And they were saying, oh, we're doing it to take revenge on these N-words. Do you not see how on its face, just flat out like that, that's evil and wrong? But because they're the chosen people, they get to be racist, like hardcore racist to the point where they want to genocide and kill the other people. What does he say? Actually, go back to the clip. What does he say about the Gentiles? What's the quotation there? We'll go back to that really quick because I want to make sure. Yeah. I was listening to that music too, the do, 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 do. It's so sneaky. To wipe off the memory of Amalek, to wipe off revenge, to take revenge on the Gentiles. Well, what are you taking revenge for? Are you taking revenge on the Gentiles? Oh, we have to blow them up more because they don't want to let us take their land and they're fighting against us. We're the oppressors. It's like, what's it? It's, oh no, I'm Darth Vader. Oh, the Jedi don't want to, the Jedi don't want to lay down and die. Like it's so insane. And you can look at the degenerate glee on his face. It's fun for him. It's happy making, just like George Soros said about being a Nazi collaborator. Being a Nazi collaborator was the best time of George Soros's life. He goes, it was happy making. It was the time to make you a man. Stuff like this on 60 Minutes. Proud of it. Okay, like literally like little Jewish bloodhound, like seeking out the Jews for the Nazis. And this is how you can know, like, here's the thing. History is blended. All right. There's some things that are real. There's some things that are fake. And you got to kind of look at the whole tapestry of things. Nazis were evil. All right. And why the Israelis are so evil now is they adopted that governmental system. And you'll see this often. They go, Jews, not so tough, or not so easy to F with anymore or whatever. And like, first, like, nobody wants to F with you. Everybody just wants to leave you the fuck alone. Oh, sorry, my bad. Everybody just wants to leave you the hell alone. Like period. Everyone just wants to, sorry for cursing. Everybody just wants to leave you alone. Nobody cares. It's not a problem. I mean, think about it. Black people kill each other in the streets of South Chicago every weekend. All right. It's a massive, massive problem. Black on black crime, gang violence, murder, child murder, all of it. It's a war zone down there. Okay. Where's that talked about? Where's the solution for that? Where's the national board to prevent black on black crime, to save our urban centers, to save the urban youth, to save the cities? We don't hear anything about that. But someone, probably somebody wearing a tiny hat, will go and spray paint a swastika on a building, and then that's national news for like 2 weeks. Yeah, like you have like drill rap, like gang culture, King Von running around sliming people out every weekend. And that's like glorified and like that's promoted to that community because they want to destroy black people. They want to hurt that community. Just like they want to hurt everybody else. That's why they're all our brothers, right? Like we're all getting hurt by these people. We're all getting hurt by this evil system, by the globalists that settled this whole thing up. But yeah, Chirac. Chirac. Thank you, Matt. I almost forgot. Yeah, like, we're not even talking about our own Middle East, okay? We got our own problems over here. We got our own level of violence. It's just extreme. But like I was saying, if it's a swastika thing, or God forbid, we never want anybody to get hurt. We never want any religious organization to get targeted. It's horrible when somebody attacks a synagogue, just like it's horrible when someone attacks a church or a mosque or any place like that. Even like a Buddhist temple or anywhere people are going to nonviolently go and like engage in whatever they consider to be their spirituality or their religion. That's like literally enshrined in our constitution to protect against, right? So really against it when that stuff happens. But when anything happens, okay, so someone like scratches their car, it's a national news story, but you can talk about King Von and Chirac and Pooh Shiesty and the insane gang crime and all of it. That'll never get addressed. That'll never get talked about. Another example of that would be, how about instead of going to war with Iran, we went to war with the cartel? How about we spent $50 billion killing all the cartel people? Wouldn't that be a much better use of the funds? And maybe we could actually get that done too. Oh, but we can't have nice things because we have evil people in charge. And that's what it all comes down to at the end of the day. All right, I want to go ahead and play clip number four. This is the opposition leader. This is like, I don't even know the example to give. I don't know, Chuckie Schumer or something on the Democrat side, if you're comparing like Trump being in power right now. This is the alternative leadership in Israel. Let's watch what they have to say about the dear leader, Bibi Netanyahu. Well, they don't like him. Citizens of Israel, in a few hours or a day or two, whenever he feels it's possible to come out of the bunker, Bibi Netanyahu will appear before the state of Israel and will try to sell you that the campaign in Iran was a success. That would be a complete lie. The army did an amazing job, best air force in the world, did everything they asked of it, and more positive. Okay, so a lot's lost in translation here. Okay, I'm not trying to describe things to him that he's not saying, but is he talking about us? Like the greatest air force in the world did everything that we asked of them to do? So like they're our boss. We take orders from these people. Like I'm just going to go into it right now. Not one American plane, not one American soldier, not one American bullet, not one American drop of blood ever should be spent in the Middle East again, period. And if we had that attitude and if we approached them with honor about it, like Trump faked out and did earlier when he went to the Saudis and said, literally, we got to play. All right, I got to write it down. I got to write it down so I don't forget it. I got to write it down. Forgive me. Trump, Saudi, neocon, address. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that advice, Matt. But here's the thing, like these things just get memory hold. Trump literally went over there and gave the type of speech that I'm describing where he promised no more neocon wars in the Middle East and they're all happy in the audience, they're all clutching their heart, they're all smiling at Trump, whatever. Why couldn't we just do that for real? Seriously, why couldn't we just done it for real? If it was a good enough thing, a good enough idea to try to attempt doing it in the first place, Why didn't you stick the course, Trump? Why didn't you stay the course? All right, let's go back to the clip. The army did an amazing job, best air force in the world, did everything they asked of them. And more, the people of Israel showed national resilience and determination. We inflicted severe damage on Iran precisely because of this. The complete failure is even more striking. What happened here is a political disaster on a scale I can't remember. I was prime minister. I was foreign minister. I don't remember such a political breakdown. It has become clear that military power without a political plan does not lead to victory. Netanyahu led us to an equally strategic collapse. There was a blasphemous combination of arrogance, irresponsibility, lack of planning, faulty media work, zero care in the home front, lies that were sold to the Americans, and damaged trust between the two countries, military success that turned into a political disaster. I agree with a lot of that, right? And that's very plainly obvious, plainly true on its face. I mean, America will never have the same bond that it had with Israel before because they spent all their political capital doing this, and it's the... So he said the insane combination of arrogance and lying. I think in another clip he also says, not sure if he said it there, there's a lot of fast talking stuff going on there with the desert language Yeah, but I'm not sure if he says it there. But he's like, Netanyahu gaslit us and lied to us in a series of like theatrical press conferences. Well, who does that sound like? Well, who's getting this? Who's having the conversations and sharing the ideas on how to propagandize their people? Spoiler alert, Netanyahu and Trump. And look at his ears. Is he related to Marco Rubio? Maybe he's related to Marco. Look, he's like a Keebler elf, this guy. Those are like satellite dishes. I mean, he's got a contract with Dish TV. And this is pretty crazy stuff. This guy runs the planet, y'all. This guy has more power than the president of the United States. This guy could end the world today if he chooses to. He has nuclear weapons at his disposal as I speak right now. He's probably talking about it. Look, yeah, it's like the same size. Actually, you know what? I think satellite interference. Yeah, this is like when you get two magnets too close to each other. Look at the ears here. I think Marco's are bigger, though. I think they're a little bit larger. Very interesting. I've had people say I have big ears. My ears are normal size. Whatever. I don't have Marco Rubio sized ears, but I'm going to get back to it. Let's see here. What was I going to say? Oh, let's go to the Israel wiped out Hezbollah chief's top, secretary in fresh strikes on Lebanon. That's the article I wanted to go to earlier, but I forgot to. That's from New York Post. Israel says it wiped out Hezbollah's chief top secretary and targeted strikes in Lebanon overnight as it ramped up attacks Thursday, despite the risk of throwing President Trump's Iran war ceasefire into turmoil. Ali Youssef Harsi, a secretary and nephew of the Hezbollah honcho Naeem Qassem, was killed in Beirut amid the fresh wave of bombings, the IDF said. And it's like, oh, like we killed somebody. Great military victory. And then the price tag on that is like 50 dead children. In some like playground, they blew up to kill the guy. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making things up. That's not hyperbole. That's the reality of the situation on the ground. I'm so sick of this. And it's all the bragging too. It's at the same time overnight, the IDF struck a series of terror infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Yeah, like houses, like schools, like grocery stores, like where people are being peaceful. We've all seen the videos, pimp. We know you're lying to us, Mega. Like, we're serious about what's going on right now. Terror infrastructure in Lebanon. Crossings used to transfer thousands of weapons, rockets, and launchers, as well as weapons depots, launchers, and Hezbollah headquarters. Our message is clear. Whoever acts against Israeli civilians will be struck, he added. The fresh onslaught came after Israel launched its largest ever blitz on Lebanon on Wednesday, striking 100 targets in 10 minutes and killing more than 250 people. Airstrikes unfolded, and we've talked about this before, just after the Trump ceasefire. In response, Hezbollah, which initially said it would pause attacks on Israel, announced it would resume firing rockets Thursday. I talked about this a little bit in the first hour, and I just want to remind y'all of this again, of the situation of what's going on. The peace talks are still happening, even though the invasion of Lebanon is continuing, and this is going to be a topic of the talks, is what the Pakistanis have said, that everything can be addressed at the meeting. I've been checking literally hourly for updates from the Iranian sources on statements or on incoming missile attacks. And there have been, the strait is still closed and stuff is still going on, but it does appear that we've entered into some sort of lull in the conflict. And, I don't know whether on Iran's side, they want a little time to reposition. I don't know whether on the American side, we're promising to cut bait with Israel. Maybe we are negotiating with them. It's going to be very interesting to see. And I just want to reiterate again. All we have to do is stop. All we have to do is go. All we have to do is cut bait with Netanyahu and just let them deal with the mess that they've created. That's all we got to do. It's just so simple. And we don't have to have, and a lot of people talk about this, and I'm just like, come on, man. Everyone's like, we need to have a crusade because it's actually the Christian Holy Land, and we have to take it back, and we have to go do it. It's like, are you joking? Are you serious right now? We've been at war there for 30 years. Okay, we've killed millions of people in the Middle East. We lost thousands of American soldiers, tens of thousands killing themselves after what they've seen, witnessed, or forced to have done. Okay? And people are like, well, imperialism is good when we do it. And they point to like Venezuela, or they point to Greenland, or they point to an example like that where maybe you could argue for it. It's so far away from us. And it's in the middle of literally everything else. Every other country around the world, like your every Eurasian country has more of a claim there than we do, you know, to even interact with it. I wish that we could actually be an independent country and not a junior partner to a terrorist state in the Middle East that's completely bought out and betrayed our government. It really does suck. It's very sad. I want to go to clip number six, and this is another video of what's going on in Lebanon right now. Yeah, I feel like they bombed. Pause it. Yeah, so that's just a normal person running around with a Snapchat filter, having fun on their phone, just like you, just like your daughter, just like your niece, just like your nephew, just like your cousin, just like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your parents, your grandparents, just like a normal human being because they're humans, okay? And they're Christians as well, but that shouldn't even matter, okay? Because everybody's created equal, everybody's created in the image of God, and they're literally just having bombs drop on their head. And that they're having to run and scurry like rats into a building. And that's the thing is the dehumanization becomes made real when these people are bombed. Because it's one thing to call them muzzies, one thing to call them muzzy pigs, like that guy that called in or whatever. It's one thing to call them brown people, brown clown. We don't care about brown people. It's white people only somehow. But then we worship the Jewish people in Israel. We think that our God is boiling an excrement and all that. It's just all ridiculous. But You want to talk about those people. You want to call them racial slurs. You want to kill them too? Are you interested in that? You see this girl right here? You think she's a threat to your civilization, to your empire? You want to wipe her off the face of the earth? You want to pay for those bombs? Okay. All right. We're going to get people like you out of politics. Like, seriously. Like, we're going to work really hard at doing it. Anybody that's pro-death in 2 decades, we're going to make sure there's not a place for you anymore in our political system because these are human beings. And I say that every day. I say that 1,000 times because people need to hear it. They're people just like you and me, and they don't deserve this to happen. Okay, and we're being defamed too. All this is being done in our name. But it does reach a point where, like, silence is violence, and our ignorance of the problem is ultimately complicity in it, right? So that's what I rage against here on the show. I've got a lot more news coming up. I want to get into this as well. Eligible young men will automatically be registered for U.S. military draft. Oh, well, I thought that wasn't a problem. I thought everyone told me I was worried about that. Told me I was panicking. Told me that would never happen. You don't know. Well, you don't know anything about war, about Vietnam War. When I was your age, young man, shut up. Shut up. Go play pool somewhere, go play bingo somewhere, go stare off into the sun and watch a fistful of dollars, on a tube TV somewhere. Okay. Like we're the ones, the 18 to 24 year old men that are just going to be shipped off immediately. I'm in that group, like just going to be shipped off immediately if anything happens. And I just want to say, if you send me off to war, screw you. Seriously, you send anybody off to war, people that are volunteer military right now, screw you. And that's the thing. It's like, oh, the heroic rescue of the pilot, the heroic rescue of the pilot. We know that's all a cover up for the failed operation to seize the uranium, the Fast and Furious movie that they failed to do because Trump spent too much time at the cinema, right? We know the truth about that situation. They go, oh, the brave pilot rescued the brave pilot. The brave pilot shouldn't have been put in that situation in an illegal war where Trump lied and said they had no air defense. We're the ones on our side that are logically consistent being anti-war because we just want this to stop. There's no justification for any of it. And people on the other side, even if they're for a limited strike, they have to come out and admit the truth now. They support war. They support genocide. They support murder. They support death as long as they support our ally, Israel. So thank you very much. We're going to be coming back with Anthony Graffio, and I'm taking calls in the third hour. Looking forward to hearing from you guys today. We got more news to get into, more information, powerful broadcast. I love you all. See you after the break.
So.
CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke, the poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvishowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Rex Jones in the chair for you today, and I'm being joined by Anthony Graffio. Me and Anthony do a show called Conspiracy Talks every Tuesday on my X page, also on YouTube as well. Really appreciate you joining me, Anthony. We had a three plus hour conversation tonight about all the events that were unfolding. What's your take on what's going on right now? You're a very good news aggregator. You got any breaking news, any updates you want to give people? What's the situation look like?
Well, yeah, there's some breaking news that last night Iran was going to attack, but they actually stopped themselves from attacking to respect Pakistan. So if we're going to talk about moral armies, I would say that's the pretty much, the more moral army, right? Like they have the ability to go and carpet bomb and honestly destroy Tel Aviv overnight if they really wanted to, but they still feel because they are an actual religious backed place that believe in their God to not do something immoral and to try to follow the ceasefire because they actually want peace.
Well, right. And we look at this whole situation and like, the United States has proven that we are not a legitimate negotiating partner because like we've attacked in the middle of negotiations twice. You can argue, was it just Israel the first time? Of course, whenever the empire does something, like we're like conjoined twins, like we're joined at the hip, right? So like we're both responsible. We're responsible for the 12-day war and this new invasion, of course, but we don't negotiate like Pete Hegseth said it himself. We negotiate with bombs. Right. But these other nations actually want to have diplomatic relations with each other. They actually want to talk. They actually want to act like adults. And we go like, we're too cool for school, man. We'll just kill you. Like, why would we actually engage in international diplomacy and an actual framework going forward? And I think you're really seeing with a nation like Pakistan. I mean, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They're not playing around. So it's good to see other countries coming to the table that are actually, you know, bringing some reality back to the situation. Your thoughts?
Well, our allyship with Israel really serves us nothing, right? Like if we actually created some like coalition with Iran, they have so much more to give us, whether it's, you know, their natural resources, their oil. They're like, we've been sanctioning right. them for so long because of this lie, but like there's so much money and so much partnership to actually be built there. You know sure. what I mean?
No, absolutely. And they're talking about Iran potentially being a $1 trillion economy because they say, look, all the oil infrastructure is from the 80s. Like it's all ancient stuff because they've been sanctioned into oblivion. And this is the point I was making earlier on. We've already been at war with this country for decades and decades and decades, but just not in the way they say it. They say it like it's kinetic, like it's been this battle of war. We're at war with Iran. We lost more soldiers fighting the evil Iranians. That's not what's been going on. We've been in a soft power war, a cold war, a sanctions war with these people.
Yeah, for a very, very long time. And it's truly sad because, like I said, Israel gives us nothing. We just give to them. Right. They're cancer to us. They just completely suck us dry. They don't help us in wars. They don't give us any kind of resources. So it's like Iran is the superpower in the Middle East. And that's just the fact. And what Israel and what Netanyahu has said over and over again is that, no, we are going to become the super nation. And they mean that on a global scale. Like they right. want to be the top dog. And like this is a place the size of New Jersey. And the only reason that they're able to do this is because of blackmail and because of their nukes.
Yeah, I was about to say that the nuclear weapon, and they need the nuclear weapon to mimic the natural power that Iran has being such a big, powerful ancient civilization, right? They're a fake new civilization. They use the nuclear weapon as their crutch, but the price tag for taking out Iran, because Iran is so strong, it would require using dozens, if not hundreds of nuclear weapons. And if you do that, your state ends as well. So like they're at a real impasse here. And I think that's why, you know, if they're saying, well, if we're not going to be able to move this way, if we're not going to be able to take you out like that, we're just going to go up north and try to take Lebanon. Like they're just like, we're going to take what we can get. We're going to smash and grab whatever. We don't care. Why are they doing this?
Well, that's always been the plan. You know, I think Iran has been the smokescreen. Well, not just a smokescreen, because Iran will actually attack them back if they just go and try to genocide Lebanon like they did Gaza, you know,
right.
because there's partnership there. And Iran is a superpower military compared to Israel. If America wasn't involved at all, then they would be destroyed by tomorrow.
Right.
But of course we are their, you know, little goys that have to go and fight for them. But, I think it's because like Lebanon is a part of the greater Israel project and
Ooh.
They're just, you know, they're like Pokemon. They're trying to collect it all over there. They're trying to rebuild Babylon. So
yeah. Well, you know, let's go to the Pokemon trainer himself, Netanyahu. You know, we're all little goyim inside of the Pokeball. Let's go ahead and roll clip 8 Netanyahu clip. I want to get your reaction to this, Anthony.
We have changed the face of the Middle East in favor of Israel dramatically and will continue to do so because we are the initiating side. We are the fighting side. And with the help of God, we will be the side that wins.
So we're the aggressors, we're the initiators, we're the fighting side, we're the people that create all the problems. Your thoughts?
Yeah, like I said, they think that they are going to become the superpower of the world, you know, and their God is Baal. So they're praying to Satan. You know, this is what they practice
that's public.
Over there.
That's what they practice. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a conspiracy. This is what they practice, what they've been practicing a long time, but they want to become the superpower. They want to have all the power. And the only way that they have that superpower is by keeping America. So once the MAGA coalition falls apart and we actually have real people that are going to stand up against Zionism, the entire control that they have in our country will fall apart very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. And you look at it, and Netanyahu's even come out and said this. They go, look, this is the last time that we're going to have this political capital. This is the last time we're going to have all these old people that have been raised on the Schofield Bible and the dispensationalist theology. This is going to be the last time we're actually going to have them wound up to the degree where we can get them, the golem, to attack, right? Because the young people, people under the age of really 50 or 40, it's over with. Like even people my age, like dads and stuff, like it's over with those people as well. Like we've broken with it completely. A large portion of Gen X has broken with it completely. Even some of the boomers have, because the boomers will come after me. They'll go, Rex, like you have to stop. Like we hate the war too. And I'm like, damn, it's hard to just lump everything together, but it is this power block in this country that was really like refined and cultivated and formed like a bonsai tree to support this one very strange, very weird. Actually, think about it. Here's the thing. We're over in America. We have this entire American history of the conquest and clash of civilization with Native Americans, of Revolutionary War, freedom from Britain, the Civil War, and slavery ending and all of that, and then the migration towards the West, the Manifest Destiny, all that stuff. We don't care about that stuff at all. We care about Israel somehow, because the modern state of Israel is the same as the one in the Bible, even though our Bible, New Testament, what it tells us is the temple's destroyed, is not to be rebuilt. It's just, it's not our story. It's not our problem. And if they wanted to be crazy lunatics and just fight these wars themselves, then you know what? In the same way I'd look at Iran and say it's not our problem, I would say it's not our problem as well. We set all of this up. Maybe talk about the Balfour Declaration a little bit if you get into that.
Yeah, I think like Theodore Herzl and all these people that created modern state of Zionism really knew what they were doing by naming that spot Israel. You know, this was an entire plan to trick Zionist Christians into falling for this. This has been something that's been going on for a long time. And yeah, the Balfour Agreement, you know, a lot of like wing nats and stuff are like, oh, you know, Hitler and da da da, but like he kind of made the deal for them to go over there. Like,
yes.
So you really gotta take that into consideration there, right? It's like, oh, the place that they're ruling from and still like destroying just the modern civilization of the world was given to them by the guy that was genociding them. Like, you know, it's an interesting ploy there, but I think, like I said, they knew exactly what they were doing by saying, oh, we're going to name it Israel. We're going to, you know, basically tell people that this religious ethno state is where the Jews are supposed to be. But then there's a lot of other Jews that have a conflicting argument who are more probably understand the religion. And they're saying like, no, we're supposed to be scattered through the earth. We're not supposed to have a homeland. Like it says in the Torah, like we're not supposed to have this homeland. And you know, these Zionist Christians, they only get stuck in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is the prophecy of Christ to come. Now these people, they rejected Christ, right? They rejected the Lamb of God, right? They're the ultimate sacrifice because they want to keep on sacrificing animals.
It's the
or
rejection
peppers.
Of the Old Testament as well. It's the rejection of the Old Testament. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And these Zionist Christians, they like the one thing that they always pull out on you is Genesis. It's like, hey, buddy, that's the beginning of the book. There's so much more.
We were watching that, man. We showed it at the beginning of the broadcast. People had been watching the whole time. We were talking a little bit before I was talking to the audience about the Misfit Patriot Harrison debate and just like how ridiculous all that was. And he's like, well, I believe in Genesis. Do you believe in the gospel?
Okay.
Do you believe in the epistles? Like, do you believe in what Jesus said about the temple? Because the people on the side that you support, they want to rebuild the third temple. Like, it's time for a drink. You know, that's got to be included in my intermission screen going forward.
I love shows. It.
Man, just look at Harrison. Look at how Harrison's looking at the camera.
Flag.
Are you serious right now? Cold. But yeah, man, I want to show you something else. I want to read you this article here, getting into another topic that's not just like Israel and the war. Anthropic's Claude Mythos model sparks fears of AI doomsday wave of devastating hacks. Anthropic has triggered alarm bells by touting the terrifying capabilities of Claude Mythos, with executives warning that the new AI model is so dangerous it would cause a wave of catastrophic hacks and terror attacks if released to the wider public. In a nightmarish analysis, Anthropic itself revealed that Mythos, if it fell into the wrong hands, could easily exploit critical infrastructure like electric grids, power plants, and hospitals. The model has already found thousands of high-severity vulnerabilities, including some in every major operating system and web browser. So like our entire civilization right now balances on the head of a pin. And we have these massive wars, these massive conflicts, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, whether it's US, Israel, Iran. We have all this stuff going on right now, all in the middle of Trump passing a 10-year ban on any sort of oversight, any sort of AI regulation, wiping it all out. And then these companies are creating tech that can literally destroy modern civilization as we know it, and then people aren't even talking about this. What are your thoughts on this?
So, like, before this war, I was super just loud about the police state that's being built in our country, this technocratic police state. You know, you have people like Larry Ellison saying that they don't need cops anymore, that they can use AI and send a drone to your house. Like, this is pre-crime, Minority Report. Like, this is all coming for our country. And Donald Trump is 1,000% complicit in it. He's giving these people the keys to the kingdom to build this infrastructure in our country. And AI, what is it even doing for us, really?
Right.
What does ChatGPT do for me? Nothing.
Right.
Like, maybe I'll ask it a question about health once in a while.
Isn't it fine,
like,
as is
random.
As well? Isn't it good enough? Right?
Yeah.
What else do we need?
Nothing. There's literally nothing there. I think this is just a way for them to create this new Bolshevik revolution in our country where they'll be able to take over a lot easier if they have drones and AI and
yes.
able to have capabilities to just, you know, like in what they did in Palestine. Palestine was the testing ground for this with Project
yes.
Lavender. I think that's what's coming for America. And that's a very scary thought, man.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's why we talk about the struggle of the Palestinian people. And I'll always be proud to say free Palestine. And that's a simple statement. That's a statement of humanity and civil rights. Okay. And like anyone that disagrees with me, need to examine what's been done to those people, because it's what's going to be done to you as well at home. What they want the AI for, of course, is for two reasons. They've had the mass surveillance, the mass collection of data basically forever. They figured that out, but they never had the means before to actually run through everything with a fine tooth comb. They could investigate everything, pull everything illegally, warrantless wiretap, you name it, but they actually had to have a starting point. They now have a Minority Report AI system that's plugged into everything. It's an AI of everyone's thoughts and dreams, like my dad said, and that's how they're going to be able to do the pre-crime of, oh, you have the illegal opinion, we're going to take you out. Citizen number 9873, you're going to the gulag pit. The other reason is they need the AI to be the soulless drone pilot for the robot dogs with the gun turret, for the FPV drones, for the crowd control drones, all that stuff that's going down the pipe that they're working on right now. I mean, I talked about this before, and this story basically got zero airtime. They've already deployed humanoid robots to Ukraine. Okay,
yeah,
so
I saw that.
All of this is being tested right now. Right now. Your thoughts on that, Anthony?
Yeah, I think that they'll sell it to people like the movie Ready Player One, you know, like you're going to live in this like utopia.
Yeah.
Yeah, this utopia where you can go and be an avatar of whoever you want to be.
You don't really need
to spend time.
Yeah, because you can't be a hero in real life. You can't be proud of going outside and forest bathing and seeing the grass, seeing the stars, playing with your dog, having kids, having a life. You can't have that. You got to be some sort of like commando in a video game hellscape online. And that's really like that's what the demons want to do, is they want to drag us down to their level of existence. Which is a fake projection. It's not real because they don't actually exist in the same way that we exist. They don't actually, they don't have free will like we do. They want to remove that aspect of free will from us. And that's such a raw deal, is it not? Who wants to take that deal?
Yeah, man. Everybody's trying to play God. You know, they're trying to create this own, their own system where they can be God. And I think that this is also a part of like the transhumanist movement to like turn us into like these cyborg robots. And I think that if you accept this, this is basically like accepting the beast system, because you're creating, you're letting yourself be created into a beast, you know? It's a real scary time that we're living in. And I really hope people reject this stuff. You know, I do see just a little white pill. I do see a lot of people are not really interfacing with AI as high as they want them to be. So,
well, let me go ahead and read the article, because it's so insane. The first part of the article, we went over how dangerous this is. It can target critical infrastructure, it can hack everything. Listen to this. Rather than a wide release, Anthropic, led by their CEO Dario, has unveiled Project Glasswing. Now, what's Project Glasswing, you might ask? That's the plan to provide the model to a handpicked group of about 40 companies, including Amazon, Google, Apple, NVIDIA, CrowdStrike, and JP Morgan Chase, which will receive early access to Mythos. Oh, it's so loving and liberal. So they can use it to find and fix security flaws. Oh, the corporate-only rollout is likely Anthropic's. Oh, it's the best possible way to give it to the good guys to patch the holes, but not to the hackers. Most likely, of course, there's going to be leakage. Any level of restriction is preferred over complete open access. Ideally, I would love to see this not developed in the first place. Whoa. Okay. So the AI safety researcher says he doesn't want to see this developed in the first place, and it's not like they're going to stop. Well, shouldn't there be a mechanism to make them stop? If they're coming out with something that they're saying is incredibly dangerous, that shouldn't be released to the public or anything, shouldn't we do something about this? But no, we have to win the weapon war, the AI war against China at any cost, even if it means we're the ones that make Skynet that blows the planet up. It's Terminator. It's literally Terminator. Listen to this. That's exactly what we expect from these models. They're going to become better at developing hacking tools, biological weapons, chemical weapons, novel weapons we can't even envision. Think about that. What do you think?
It's disgusting. Well, I think that they just want to create a state that is just killers. You know, they just want to, even Trump said it, like he wants to become a militarized civilization. You know, he wants to boost up the military spending bill to trillions of dollars. They want to make these robots. They want to have these AI systems. Like, who are we trying to fight against? I thought like this is the peace president. There's going to be the board of peace and all of this stuff. So why do we need all of this technology to go and fight wars? Like Palantir is a war company. They're not a tech company. They're a war company.
Yes.
Okay. They are a militarized war company, and it will be used against the American people. You know, I don't want to go off on a tangent about ICE or anything, but ICE is implementing that system. They're the testing ground for that on us, right? They're testing the whole entire, because they have like, I think a $30 million contract with Palantir, to find illegals, right? But that always gets turned around against us, as you know, from this lifestyle for so long. You know what they did with the Patriot Act.
Sure.
It's always first for terrorism. It's always first for the illegals. Always for the bad guys. It always gets turned around at the American people.
Yeah, no, they want to get their foot in the door. And you think about all this stuff, we could have been, and we could still be, and that's what we're pushing for. We're always solution based. We could be the nation that ushers in a new age of non-proliferation when it comes to these like evil AI models, where we're actually, instead of doing these wars, we're doing diplomacy. We're doing like emergency summits around the world with the world leaders. You could say, oh, Russia and China will never listen and blah, blah, blah. How do you know that? Have we ever tried? Have we ever tried once? No. All we've ever done is try to scam and rob these people. But if we're actually able to say, hey, New START treaty expired. Now there's no limits on the nuclear weapons for U.S. and Russia. China already is massively developing. They're already huge stockpiles of nuclear weapons. We're expanding ours. The Russians are also retooling theirs as well. Why do we have to do this? Why can we just not come together and say, okay, that was crazy. It's time for arms control. Let's get rid of these nukes. Let's get rid of these bioweapons. Why do we need bioweapons labs? Because if we don't have bioweapons, they're going to have bioweapons, and we're not going to know what to do, and they're going to want to kill everybody. We're the ones that set all this up. And when China does something like COVID, we're the ones that allow it to happen. You know, Fauci funding the Wuhan lab and all of that, gain of function. It's just, Like every time you point at one of these countries doing something to us, it's something that we help them do to further our own interest. Do you not see that?
Yeah, we're the aggressors all the time.
Yes.
Like we've always been the aggressors. We've always been trying to be the bully and go over there and do what we want to that country. Like you could say whatever you want about Muslims. I know you went on your little tangent before about it, but it's like really you have to understand something. Like Muslim people, they just want to be left alone. Yes. Like, they don't like it, like it's just like such an insane thought to think that people say, oh, Iran is the biggest sponsor of terrorism for 47 years. They've been trying to get us. Well, why haven't they gotten us?
Right.
It's 47 years. That's a long time, man. That's a long time. If they wanted to build a nuke and all of this rhetoric that they're saying, they would have done it. They have some of the smartest aerospace scientists, okay? Right. If they wanted to make a nuke, they have the uranium to do it and they have the scientists to do it. They don't want to be the aggressors. They want to be left alone. They want to have their own civilization. They want to believe in their God. They want to do what they want to do. And there's just so much propaganda that's behind this entire thing. And that's always how it is. You know, it's the same thing with Saddam. It's the same thing with Gaddafi. We're always lied to. We're always put into this propaganda situation. And really, in my opinion, it really comes down to what happened with 9/11. You know,
go into that a little bit. We got like 3 minutes here. Go ahead and go into that for a little bit, if you would.
Well, yeah, for sure. Well, I just think that, you know, so many people got turned against Muslims during the whole entire 9/11 thing when in reality it was Israelis that did it to us. You know, that they've always been our true common enemy and they are using divide and conquer tactics to separate the world while they control the entire board. And this is something that they've been doing for a long time. And so many people in America are under this propaganda to think that these people that live in the Middle East are just sand people.
And I just had this other thought. We always talk about wanting people to assimilate and to respect our culture and whatever. Like I would love to be able to go visit countries like this. You know, I'd really love to be able to do it, but my government defames me with my own name, with my own money, and bombs these people. And it creates this relationship where America, like, even though we want to be people's friends around the world, the citizens do, like, it's just, can you imagine that having to deal with just some, like, fat American that shows up and your house was blown up 10 years ago and you're just like, just imagine that, the arrogance on our part, thinking that we know better about other people's homeland. We barely know anything about our own. We don't protect our own values over here. We don't protect our own freedoms, our own rights. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's straight up what we're living right now is just propaganda war, psyop war. You know, these people are very civilized people. They are very smart people. They have very high IQs. They have amazing infrastructure and it's very traditional over there. They're traditional people. You know, we only believe that it's like, oh, they're putting women in burqas and this and that. You can go look at a video of a mall in Tehran and you can see women are walking without burqas on. They're not walking around like the women over here that are dressed like they're going on to an OnlyFans shoot.
They're dressed modestly. They have the hair out. Like I've seen it. Watch Max Blumenthal's documentary on it. Everything we're saying here is true. And if you're here if you're in the Saudi Arabia, you disagree with us or whatever, we're not asking you to believe us by faith. Go watch Max Blumenthal's documentary on Iran. I mean, look, they just blew up a synagogue and there's photos of the Jewish leaders in Iran just like standing in front of their synagogue that was blown up by the Israelis. Okay.
So you know, I have a theory on that.
Yeah. What?
Real quick, if I could, I have a theory on that real quick. I think they did that on purpose.
For sure.
I think they did that on purpose because they probably see Jews in Iran as traitors. Like, yes. What are you doing over there? You know what I mean? We'll make an example.
Well, it disproves the lie on its face that all Iranians want to kill all Jewish people. We know that's not true. They have a huge Jewish population. We're going to get into all of it and more. Your calls after the break. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio, American Journal.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, theallisonstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the info over this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, theallisonstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
In the heart of what was once the rugged, unyielding Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott stands exposed as a willing participant in the quiet handover of the Lone Star State.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land for...
Abbott's recent directive freezing new H-1B petitions for state agencies and universities now rings hollow.
Governor Abbott made the announcement directing all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. Governor Abbott was on the Mark Davis radio show talking about his plan.
What job is it in our public schools in the state of Texas that these H-1B visas personnel are fulfilling that we can't fulfill here in our own public schools? I mean, those are exactly the types of questions that we're looking at.
A superficial gesture after years of courting the very demographic overhaul now transforming Texas suburbs into Little India.
Now, I wanted to come to this area because as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas. Now, we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%, and on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area.
Multiple H-1B-linked companies registered to single addresses have funneled donations to Frisco, Texas's first Indian mayor.
Take a look at this room of full of concerned citizens. They want you to answer questions about why some of the mayor's biggest donors are Indians that don't live in Frisco. Is it because the mayor's real estate business, or is he being bought out to ignore an Indian takeover? Why are people with multiple H-1B companies registered to one address donating to Frisco's first Indian mayor? We know Fortune 100 companies are employing foreigners on H-1B visas, but why are Indians in Frisco opening up their own businesses tied to H-1B? It's not a coincidence that Frisco's Indian population exploded 4,510%, and there's potential visa fraud here.
The H-1B program landed in Texas with the 1990 Immigration Act, sold as a narrow fix for specialized skill shortages. What followed was a flood, especially from India, turning tech corridors and booming suburbs into outposts of chain migration and wage arbitrage.
I came here on H-1B 2004. Everybody was Americans. But the fast forward, now you don't see any Americans.
Where are you from?
Hyderabad.
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 I'm from India.
I'm from India.
Where in India? Hyderabad?
Why do you think Frisco became such a big hub for Indians?
They have their own community here.
Okay. No, it's not like that.
Not like that here in Frisco?
No.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Oh,
obviously motherland India.
Obviously motherland India.
Hyderabad, of course.
Really? Did you come here on H-1B?
Yeah.
I'm on H-1B.
H-1B?
Yeah.
You're H-1B?
Yeah.
Working here at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
We need more or less H-1B people here?
We need a lot less. I have two master's degrees. I was making over $100,000 a year. They said, you're too expensive. We're going to hire Indians.
Now in looking into some of these companies, I think there may be more than meets the eye. Why not check in and see what we find? This one is TechBits on the LCA. We've got two 2025 workers on site. I don't think anyone is here at TechBits.
This is colonization. This isn't immigration. The Indian loyalty remains overseas. Cultural enclaves form parallel economies, and American families get priced out or pushed aside. This isn't stewardship. It's selling Texas out. While private sector H-1B abuse rolls on unchecked, the governor's cozy relationship with the Indian community betrays the very people who built Texas. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar. But more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it, you'll be blown away. Take action now. TheOptionalStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheOptionalStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, we're dealing with such an incredible news day, as we usually are, and I think about the use of that word, and unbelievable as well. You have incredible, meaning not credible, and you have unbelievable, meaning like literally not believable. And that's because the situation right now is so insane that it like breaks your suspension of disbelief. It's like thinking that you're inside the movie Dune or something, but this is the reality of all the events that are transpiring, the things we're talking about right now. It's cloud cuckoo town, as my dad often says on the show. But I want to hear what y'all have to say about what me and Anthony are discussing and about what I discussed earlier. If there's any one of those topics that comes to your mind, tell the people screening the calls. I want to take your calls right now. I'm going to go ahead and read out the number, the phone number. I'm going to read out 1-877-789-2539. That's the toll-free number to join. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We'll throw the key up there. We'll leave the key up there just for a little bit. Let's go back to Anthony Graffio. Anthony, what's on your mind now coming back into the third hour?
Well, yeah, you just made a great point. It's like we're living in the upside down, you know?
Yes.
It's like everything, you know, that's been cultivated to this point, especially if somebody like your father that's been talking about this for how long, right? Like,
right.
He must be so vindicated in so many ways, right? To see all of these quote unquote conspiracies becoming true before our eyes, especially somebody that is like a Christian seeing this and realizing that they're trying to like fake this prophecy and that the people that are in control of our government are absolutely insane.
Yes.
This like believing in this, like we need to bring in the third temple and all these things like are absolutely cuckoo, like you said. And you know, Pete Hegseth, like, being just such a war criminal and
yes.
Donald Trump being such a war criminal.
Yes.
It's depressing to watch. It's like, and the people that cheer it on and the people that are like, oh, F around and find out, like, those people are disgusting to me.
They didn't know about FAFO.
As traitors.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I see them as traitors.
It's not cool to cheer for the destruction of the world. Okay. Like, it's really not, but let's see. So this has been going on for, is it close to 40 days or whatever now? They'll say the ceasefire or whatnot. We hope that goes through. Pray it goes through. Currently it's not going through because of what's going on in Lebanon right now. Like there, the conflict still rages on. People are still being bombed and killed in mass every single day. Everyone was telling me at the beginning, Anthony, maybe you remember this online from the discourse, because I know you're always monitoring the situation as well. When you initially came out against the war, when I initially came out against the war, people would just at me and would throw images in Twitter of the 1973 War Powers Act, screenshots of it, file, whatever, and be like, you don't know how military work and he have the right to do this, blah, blah, blah. So it's all up to this like arbitrary line, and they can like rape, pillage, murder, destroy, do whatever all up until this point. Right. And then, this arbitrary line, then it becomes illegal. No. It was illegal the whole time. It was illegal in Vietnam. It was illegal in Yugoslavia. It was illegal in Iraq. It was illegal in Iraq again. It was illegal in Afghanistan. It's all illegal all the time. Illegal in Ukraine. You name it. If we're involved in it, it's against international law, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. We've broken the Geneva Convention in so many ways.
It's the Geneva insane. Suggestion. Yes.
Yeah, the suggestion. Exactly. And it's just, you know, the really sad thing is the people that are actually like going along with this. Like you guys are really like hurting yourself.
Hurting the country as well.
Well, definitely hurting the country, but hurting yourself salvation wise, like agreeing with death like this and children dying and glassing an entire nation and every crazy thing that Donald Trump has said to this point is just, you know, it's really heartbreaking to watch my nation go through this because of Israel. You know, we need to completely separate ties. And there, you know, as much as I want to have the white pill and say that there's going to be a ceasefire, there's never going to be a ceasefire if Israel has any kind of munitions or any kind of money that's coming from the United States. Wow. We need to cut off completely.
Wow.
We need to separate. We need to be isolationist in this, because if not, it's just going to continue.
Like, it's not our fight. All we got to do is stop funding the murder. Let's see what calls we got on the board. Interested to see what you guys have to say. I can't wait to hear from y'all. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio on the American Journal. But here's the thing. We're going to take a variety of calls. The theme universally from people, Anthony, is they demand solutions. And that's why, like, the solution you just talked about, what I'm talking about right here, it's very easy. All we have to do is pull the funding. That's all we have to do, is it not?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that will literally solve so many problems for us right there alone.
Right. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. It's easy, low-hanging fruit thing to do. And you think about it, like, that's what I thought he would do, at least in Ukraine on day one. But he seems to be, talking about Trump here, he seems to be just totally unable to extricate himself from any sort of conflict. I want to go into this article here and get your thoughts on this, a little domestic policy, but it's downstream of what's been going on. Republican fears grow as Democrats notch special election wins. This is from AP News publication. The bluntest assessment of Republican failures during this week's elections in Wisconsin came from one of their own. We got our butts kicked, said U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, who was running for governor. He was referring to Democratic victories and campaigns for the Wisconsin Supreme Court and at the mayor's office in Waukesha, or however you say it. A conservative suburb outside Milwaukee, but some Republicans were also rattled by a special election in Georgia where their candidate to replace MTG in Congress won by a much slimmer margin than the party enjoyed in the past. Taken together, the swings from red to blue add more data points to an increasingly clear picture of Democrat momentum heading into November midterms. In rural, urban, red, blue, Democrats have overperformed everywhere, said Jared Leopold, a Democratic consultant. Who has a number of clients. They're calling this a red alarm for Republicans. I think this is pretty plain and clear and obvious to see. The Republicans are cooked. And this is why we have, and just to mention the fool, the quartering, this is why we have him waddling around, making another appearance, saying like, oh, they're saying the party is dead. They're the ones, they're the losers. No, bro, you're going to be the one with no home in 2 years because you don't have a single original political thought in your brain, your mind. You just have this slavish loyalty to this party that's really sold out and betrayed the country, has it not?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that we talked about on the show one night was Tim Pool saying that he's wearing the boot. No, nobody's wearing the boot.
Oh yeah. So Tim Pool is like, oh, like in reference to the very tragic killing of Renee Good, the lady in the car on the ice thing. Tim Pool goes, oh, you think I have a boot on my neck? You think I'm kissing a boot? It's my boot. I'm stomping on the ground, and it's just like, it's. Come on, bro. It's like 2-year-old behavior.
Yeah, you're not a part of the elite. They don't care about us at all.
Right.
This is, and the midterms and all that, you know, I think the two-party system needs to end completely. I think that we need actual America first, actual people that are going to lead us away from any of these foreign conflicts and any of these foreign piggy banks. That's what they really are. Like Ukraine and Israel are piggy banks, and they are dry, like sucking us dry. And there's so many problems that are in our own country. I mean, you can go to Kensington in Philadelphia and it's a zombie land. There's people dying in the middle of the streets, an open air drug market. Like we need to fix these things. Go to Baltimore. The houses are falling down. Like our infrastructure needs to be completely fixed before we give billions to trillions of dollars to other countries.
Yeah, we can't we can't rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but we can go, you know, spend $50 billion blowing up another country. Can't take care of the homeless veterans, can't take care of the kids, can't take care of the poison in the food and the atmosphere, the chemtrail, none of it. And here's the thing. They were elected to actually do something about it because that's what they said that they were going to do. That had never happened before. Okay, because it always just before had been like, oh, we're going to lie to you even about the problems you have and say you don't know the problems. They admitted the problems that we had. They talked about Epstein. They talked about the wars. They talked about inflation, talked about putting America first. They lied about it all. But in that, we do have to take solace. We do really have the blueprint for like, okay, you can get a very large portion of people around that idea, at least nominally. And even if a lot of them were converted kind of into like the kind of the same thing as like the liberals do, where it's just kind of the cult of personality and the worship. It is going to be, I think, long term. He's kind of a faulty prototype, like a broken blueprint that got corrupted, but there will be, you know, somebody that embodies that real identity going forward because there's a hunger for it. In the American population, actually take America first and not do these things, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it's going to be very hard for the American people to trust anybody at this point.
Sure.
You know, like it's just going to be because they're going to think that they're connected to some foreign interest. You know, somebody is bankrolling them. You know, like even like people like James Fishback and all these other people are questioning him. He might be like an actual amazing person, but.
Wow.
You're never going to get that trust, man. You're never going to get that trust because the trust has been completely broken. The only people that's still trusting the government right now are the people that are part of this. I call it a MAGA spell. You know, they're under an illusion.
Well, we had Owen Benjamin on the show last night, or my dad had him on the show, excuse me. And I don't agree with Owen Benjamin on everything, but he's talking about the wizardry. Yeah. I totally agree with the wizardry. Maybe go into that a little bit.
Well, Marina Abramovich, who like we're all against, right? Like
right.
The spirit cooking witch has literally said Donald Trump is a wizard and it's the best thing that ever happened that he won. So that should tell you, what side he is on. You know, he's a part of this dark Kabbalist, movement
right.
Where they believe in this stuff, man. They're Satanists. Like it's a hard pill to swallow. Donald Trump is not a Christian.
Right. And you're like, oh, well, they don't study the Talmud. Oh, well, why do they act like they do then? Why do they do what the book says?
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, but, the new ballroom that's coming, it's like literally the same blueprint as the Third Temple. So it's like they're throwing it in our face.
Nice.
At this point, you know, it's insane.
Nice.
Yeah, it's literally insane.
We got a real problem here. Do we have fresh brisket on the board? Kind of like Bucky's, you know, where they have the brisket.
Yeah,
do we have collars on the board?
Are you asking me?
All right. We appreciate everybody that's on the line. Me and Anthony are going to talk to you. Really excited to take y'all's calls. Let's see who we got here. All right, let's take number five. What's your bone to pick? All right, what's MMN? MMN Levin from Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Excuse me, it's MMN Levin, and that's short for Micro Mike. If you haven't heard of me.
It's the great Mark Levin. Go ahead.
That you can say that. I would choose to use a code name as M&M. But we can go Micro Mike. That's fine. It's a true story. I do have a micro penis.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not sure how that came out, but I'm going to call you T-Rex and see how you like that, Mr. Big Shot. But I have a bone to pick with you. T-Rex takes that one in the upper. But I have a bone to pick with you and your daddy. I have a daddy, and his daddy, and my daddy's name is Trump. And he listens to me all day long, everything I say and everything I do.
Oh, we know. He does. Why does he listen to you, Mark? Why are you so evil?
I am not evil. I am the greatest man to ever walk the earth other than Netanyahu. Okay.
Ooh.
You need to get that straight, mister. And Donald Trump is under a spell, and he will do everything we tell him to do. He was been under the spell since 2016. He came down that elevator, or an escalator, or whatever you call those things that you invented. And we have him under control. It's all been a big act. And that's, I'm telling you the truth, and you're just going to have to deal with it. That's point one.
Wow.
You want to hear my other point?
Yes, yes. Now, one more point. Okay, we're going to other callers. You got to call into my I'm doing the American Journal starting next week on X on my morning platform. You got to call in. This is amazing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. What else do you have?
Point two, even though I despise you and your father, methylene blue and T3 iodine work phenomenally. I take it every morning in my protein shake and put a little bit of your creatine in there as well. And as much as I hate to say it, it's the best. Thank you for your products, but I hate you and your father with a passion, and we will win.
Oh, wow. Well, so, Mark, even though you hate us, you can't stand us, you hate that we want to end the wars, you can't deny we have phenomenal products on thealexjonesstore.com. Wow. I guess, like, the vampire has to tell the truth.
Sometimes you must tell the truth, even though it's hard for me to do it. But your product is phenomenal. But I can't stand you and your dad. You are the death of us.
Wow.
And I will not let it happen, and I will not let it stand anymore.
Well, you got to write more speeches for Sean Hannity, okay? You got to stay on the ball. You got to keep him locked in on target. Thank you so much, Mark.
Incredible.
Levin from Philadelphia. What did you say, CJ? Someone's in my ear? All right, my bad. I apologize. I heard a little sound there. We're going to go to the next call. Let's go to Tim in California. All the things we could have spent money on instead of war. Great topic. What do you got?
Well, you're the one that teed it up there, Rex, and congratulations, as always. You guys are always just outstanding. And this has been a great, great week, but I'm just thinking, hey, we learned back in the Carrington event when it was just telegraph wires and stuff that God Almighty with the sun itself can create an EMP that will just burn up the telegraph lines, burn down the telegraph offices.
Right.
And if we had an event like that today, it would destroy the world as we know it. We would all just, according to NASA, like 94 or 96% of us would die, like in just a handful of years. It's that bad. And yet, we do know mankind can also do this through, you know, low-tech, you know, nuclear weapons exploded at higher altitudes and so forth. But you get the idea. We could have hardened our electric grid for about $5 billion. Maybe today it's upwards of 7 or 8 or 9 billion, let's say. I don't know for sure, but the last time I checked, it was like $5 billion. You could harden our electric grid in this country to protect us in that event so that 94% of us don't have to die. And you know what? We didn't find the money, but the Somali pirates apparently could just in one of our 50 states. Well, they got $9 billion. They stole maybe upwards of $19 billion. I don't know. And they're not the only ones. I'm not picking on just Minnesota, although the governor did go to China like 20 or 30 times.
Wow.
That's not too cool, I don't think. That's from his own admission. Kind of a bit suspect there, if you ask me. But anyways, I know I'm just ranting, guys, but just holy cow.
No. You're 100% right. And, I mean, you laid out the key thing there. I mean, we literally there's zero planning for tomorrow. America as a nation, it lives paycheck to paycheck, just passing more debt, rolling more debt on over, just spending more money on the military. At any point over the past 30 years, we could have just taken a one-year break from all this murder and spent $1 trillion on defending infrastructure at home, eliminating parasites, protecting the country, reinforcing the roads, the infrastructure, the power grid, everything you describe. I mean, $11,500 for weeks on end being spent every single second on this conflict. Your thoughts, Anthony? We'll go to the next caller. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that we should be funding our infrastructure, and I think we should be finding new fuel sources. I think like electricity and petrol is, it's kind of running its course here. I don't really know what that could be. Maybe hydrogen. There's water all over the place. Maybe we build hydrogen plants and, you know, are able to bring a new energy source, because I don't think, like, like he said, it's very easy to just shut us down. Like one right. EMP, just imagine, like right now, everything goes out. We're it's not prepared over. For that. Yeah, we're not prepared for that.
You're 100% right. It's also just keep gas in y'all's car, man. I know it's expensive. Like everybody's got to travel and work, but like seriously, now's the time to preserve your mobility. Also storable food and stuff like that. Super important as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Utah. Ideas on the pilot rescue. Dean, you're on the air.
Yeah. Anyway, I got kids, grandkids about your age and daughter is about Alex's age, but I can prove this. This is a farce on this this rescue.
Okay.
Okay, so we went up 7,000 feet. Huh? So, you know how much snowpack is in Iran's mountains right now?
A ton, I assume.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So how did he get up there in that snow?
Also brutally wounded, apparently, as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the C-1 stuck in the sand. How did they land them? They would have tipped over. You can't land a plane like that. You got to have a landing field.
Right.
This whole thing is a farce, just like the Charlie Kirk thing. I tell you what happened to Charlie Kirk. It was a CIA Mossad 556 exploding round that they can actually go around corners.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jen I'm not sure what district that is. Let's go to Jen. How are you doing? Caller number three.
I wasn't there and I just moved. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, saying I'm Jen in Penn because I was Jen in Georgia before and I moved to Tennessee just in December. So now I'm Jen in Penn. But I was going to say that I believe that Trump is being MK Ultra'd. And I think that he is going through a deep state, like brainwashing operation, to be honest. And it's working pretty well. I don't remember who that guy was that was on your dad's show, like toward the beginning of the administration, where he was talking about how Trump was taking, like after RFK Jr. started putting the warning labels necessary on the COVID vaccines, Trump kind of defied him and started taking them to show everybody, well, we should start taking these. Is it possible that they were injecting him with some kind of brainwashing serum or something, and now he's just kind of like bending.
We've heard this from a lot of people, and me and Anthony, we do a show, and here's the thing, like Anthony, we get into all of it. We talk about the weather weapons, we talk about kind of the preordained stuff, the master plans behind things that might be happening. A lot of people point out that time, and for me, I look at Butler, Pennsylvania as like my watershed moment now, and I think that's truly where everything changed, but the theory from a lot of people about him switching up, so to speak, after the vaccine, that's a very prevalent theory. Your thoughts? Well, thank you for the call. We'll go to the next caller after that. Actually, you know what? We only got 90 seconds left. Your thoughts in closing, Anthony?
Well, I think, honestly, that it's more of a spell than it is an MKUltra. A lot of things changed after he went to go visit Rabbi Mendel Menachem Pearson's grave. I think that what they believe in is that a spirit never dies in Judaism in Kabbalah, and that they can actually take the spirit and put it into somebody else. And I think that Donald Trump is the red heifer that they put the spirit of this, they believe the Moshiach, they believe is the Messiah, Mendel Menachem Schneerson. If you guys don't know who that is, he is the leader of Chabad Lubavitch. He died a long time ago, I think in the 80s or the 90s. And I believe that they tried to invoke the spirit of Donald Trump. And that's why you see like his, you know, maybe not, but you see like his hands are like turning purple. His neck is turning purple. It almost looks like it's a demonic possession in my
opinion. Well, it's dark side interference. And you can't say Trump's not involved with the dark side anymore after the mass civilian slaughter and the inability of us to prevent further civilian slaughter by our supposed greatest ally. We're about to come back to you guys. We have more phenomenal callers waiting on the board. Fresh brisket on the board, just like Bucky's. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio, here for the American Journal, here for the InfoWars Network, while we're still on the air, battling through the live airwaves. See you soon.
People perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
How can you feel? feel bad with this music. I want to remind everybody, do Gray Area Talks with Truism Tim, Tim Tompkins, also here in the chair usually, the host of American Journal with me. We're on Gray Area Thursday, Sunday, doing a 3-hour show for you guys. Just come in, hang out with us. Always going to be live on Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, you name it, all under the same name, Gray Area Talks. It's a place to be. So you can go to Gray Area to listen to Conspiracy Talks as well, and we're going to have our own channel for that soon. But going back to Anthony Graffio, let's get back to more calls. Let's talk to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, number 7, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Good.
Right on. Yeah, man, this is it's just synergy here is palpable. It's amazing. The caller, the previous caller, Jen, she was talking about Jesse Beltran and his nonlinear junction scanner and zeolite treating all of those implants, the things that nanotech. And they currently have it's on band.video. They have a segment called MI6 Agent Reveals a Weapon More Dangerous Than Nukes. And it goes through just an MI6 agent's explanation of this implant that he had. I believe it was dental implant, and the voice modulation that they were putting through it. It's crazy. Everybody should watch that and then kind of take into consideration, maybe put on your full aluminum
tinfoil hat,
hazmat
your
suit,
aluminum
hazmat,
head covering,
a whole hazmat suit, and just go into it. Because it's actually what you were saying earlier about people being concerned about him. You know, is it worm tongue? Is it Paula White? You know, is it BB? Who knows what it is, but there's all sorts of things. And there needs to be an intervention. I mean, are we going to, can we get Paula White to call in as well? I mean, she'd be a great one to hear from. But I'm calling about I see this as like this 180 turn where Trump had the They Live glasses on, and they were, for a lack of better term, I guess, MAGA glasses. And then what ended up happening is that instead of seeing the ace, you scrape off the A and there's an I on there, and it's mega, you know, that's what we're seeing. I mean, it was like this false pretense of like thinking that we were going to get all these things done domestically or accomplished domestically. Like you were talking about, Anthony, or you guys were talking about with free energy or having an alternative energy. We need to get to that. And why are all of a sudden now we have 9 scientists, Air Force?
I'm very pleased to announce.
And it's getting to the point. I mean, you talk about memory hold. How about the food distribution plants? What was it, like 130 that just all of a sudden were burned down?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's the same thing with the scientists and the free energy. I mean, what?
That's the thing. The point that I want to make off of what you're saying is that like we should be protecting these people, safeguarding them, taking care of our scientists, giving them the means to actually work on things that would better humanity, giving them the funding, peacetime funding for things that are being spent right now currently on war. I totally agree. You know what? You actually briefed me on this. I wasn't familiar with it beforehand. I'm definitely going to be watching that nanotech video. Maybe we can throw that up one more time so people can see that. That's on band.video. I also want to encourage people, network not going to be around forever. Everything on band.video, including the InfoWars film section with all my dad's classic documentaries, they're all free to download right now. So you can put that on your computer. You can repost it online in the future, preserve it. This video, other videos, everything like it. Band.video has got that really nifty download feature on every single thing you watch. You have the opportunity to download it for free. No copyright. So that's cool. Thank you so much, Chad, for the call. Let's go to Syed in Canada. Urgent message about demonic deep state. Syed, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Here's something that I heard in 2018 from a very credible source. I'll tell you if you ask. It's basically that President Donald J. Trump exposed himself to a minor and propositioned her for sex. I'll just tell you now. I called the RCMP in 2018, and they told me that. So, yeah, that's all. So that's basically what would be compromising him at this stage, in my opinion. You know, if any action needs to be taken, that would obviously be up to the authorities.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate that point. Anthony, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on like basically the theme of what everybody's talking about, that Donald Trump changed. And I agree he did change, but I think he was just better at hiding this stuff. If you look in the history of who he actually was and the people that he ran with, such as like Roy Kahn, and, you know, he was given money by Wilbur Ross to get out of bankruptcy with his casino, Epstein. He ran pageantry with Jean-Luc Brunel and Johnny Casablancas. Trump's kind of always been this guy. It's just that we were all under the illusion that he was different. You know, these are his, like, he told Carolyn Leavitt, he told like a bunch of people, no, I'm sorry, it was MTG. He told MTG, I can't release the Epstein files.
My friends will get hurt.
Yes. Yeah. Just with your dad the other day that was said. So it's like this, he's always been this guy. He's always been bankrolled by these people. He's always been a Kabbalist. He said many of times he doesn't believe in repentance. So
you think about this and Anomaly, and I've been on his streams before. He's a great guy, but I'm stealing this from him. This isn't an original thought. It's literally Epstein's friends on the TV telling you what to think and like why you should go to war. Like, it's like Epstein's buddies are on TV telling you who to vote for, how to think, who to kill. It's just, it's completely insane. That's why we do the show, speak truth to power, bring all this to light, because once you're educated on it, it just becomes laughable and you're on the right side of history once you know the facts, what we believe in here. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert in Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Your guy that you're talking with brought up is the whole sorcery thing. And if you look up the translation of MAGA in different languages, it literally says magician or wizardry or magic.
Well, yeah, because like whatever the root word for like mage or whatever is. Here's the thing. Like, I think there's definitely some stuff where you can look at some language where they might be doing like sympathetic magic, might be laughing at people. I don't think this is one of those cases. I think it's just like a word concept fallacy. What are your thoughts, Anthony?
Actually, it means it's one of the highest levels of Satanism.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
To be MAGA is the highest level of Satanism. If you look up like how like the Satanic Church runs, like being MAGA, like that's the actual word.
And just clarify to the audience, we're not talking about like a boomer wearing a hat that likes Trump. We're talking about like some like magician rank that's also called that. As well.
Well, we're talking basically like Order of the Golden Dawn, Aleister Crowley, you know, okay. Anton LaVey, like top level stuff.
Wow.
You know, there's a whole nother theory I won't get into now, but I suggest people look into it for themselves, that Donald Trump could possibly be the Moonchild, which was like Aleister Crowley's creation with Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard to create this demonic ruler out of sex magic. So it's a whole nother thing, born on a blood moon. So just the point I'm trying to make is that there's definitely dark magic that is a component to what's going on right now. And as believers in Christ, we're told that this is a spiritual war. So.
Well, sure. And when you go do the weird rituals that we as Christians don't believe in, when you go kiss or touch some sort of wall, or you have to write notes to somebody, or you go talk to the ancient rabbi or whatever to receive the spiritual transfer or whatever, we're allowed to say that's weird. And here's the thing. It's what my dad's always said about the elites and the spirit cooking and all of it. It's not that we believe in it, because we don't believe in what they believe in. They believe in it. And that's that. And that's the problem. Like spirit cooking, like Maruma Abramovich, like would do these like fake, of course they did real ones as well. Speculation. That's my opinion, but they did these cookings of like blood and bodies, and people would go look at like macabre, like people ripped apart or like faux ripped apart or whatever. And it's just, it's also disgusting. So when we're saying stuff like this and someone's watching going like, they don't know what they're talking about, they're crazy, they don't believe in President Trump. And it's like, well, actually, have you been paying attention, bro? You know what put my dad on the map? Are you aware of what put my dad on the map? It was exposing the evil worship of Moloch, okay, at the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. Exactly. These people really do believe in this stuff. And
throw it up.
Marina Abramovich, all of them. Just horrible, disgusting people.
Yeah, and I just got confirmation from the crew that you're actually right about the rank of MAGA being like the fifth highest or whatever in the tiers.
Yeah.
Or, the highest degree. The highest degree.
The highest degree.
Wow. Yeah. They like doing stuff like that because it's like laughing at people. They get off on that. Let's go to Carson in FEMA Region 2. Why Zionism is what it is. Carson, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going? So I know you guys keep touching on it about the whole dispensational Scofield Bible type of thing. That needs to be significantly more deep dived and thoroughly explained to people, because if you kind of just brush over it, a lot of people probably don't even know what those things are. I guarantee you most of the boomers following this theological rot have never even heard of these concepts before, like what the word dispensationalism or the Scofield Bible or anything. They just go to church, do their thing, and think they're following the Lord, not realizing that there's this whole foundation stone that was set up in America probably close to 100 years ago when these Bibles started getting printed out. If you didn't know, the Scofield Bibles, they were printed out by Oxford University by the millions and were handed out to churches, pastors, everywhere they could throw these things out. They weren't even taking compensation for them a lot of the time, just because they wanted to spread this crap around as much as possible. A lot of the pastoring colleges that preachers go to, where they learn how to pastor and run churches, they teach this stuff at these colleges. That's why this is why dispensationalism is such a foundational stronghold in the United States, because they don't teach this out in Africa. They don't teach this out in South America. Go outside of the West, they do not teach this rot in the Christian sects out there.
Right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Appreciate a little bit of insight. Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a complete heresy. I agree completely. I mean, they are tricking people into this fake Christianity. It's this like bubblegum pop Christianity, and it's just not real, just so they can keep control. Like I said, Theodor Herzl and the people that created the modern state of Israel, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they all worked together to do this.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's go to Dick in FEMA Region 4, the destruction of food and weather modification. You're on the air.
Good morning, Rex. First timer. Appreciate you guys, the whole posse. Bandot video, listening to it all.
Nice.
Safari's blocking Bandot video right now. But anyway, back to the geoengineering thing. Activity's really heavy now overhead. I must have seen 200 passes today. And they're having, it's reached in freezing temperatures, messing up the fruit trees and all, trying to get started here. I think we're going to see big-time food problems this year. It's been going on. I've been here, Fox working on my house every day outside looking at this crap going on. I watch the creek floods. I watch them jam all them hurricanes up our butt. I've seen stuff coagulated in the creek. I go outside at night. I hang out in the middle of winter. You got black white flakes coming down like pollen. It's all,
we're seeing a lot of the same stuff around where we live as well, especially we talk about the spraying. And this is something just on record, like chemtrails. It's like conspiracy theory where they denigrate you, like, it's not real. But then they're like, yes, right, we put additives in the fuel to control the weather and hot. We can do it. Thank you for the call. We were short on time here. Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer in chemtrails. If you want to see a good documentary, my friend actually came out with one. It's called Climate Trails. It's on Amazon Prime. He like watered it down so people could, just normies could understand it. But there's whistleblowers in there, and this is a real thing. I mean, there's laws literally in Florida that say that geoengineering needs to be stopped, and it's not being stopped, right? I think that's just Ron DeSantis trying to tickle the feather to people in Florida to make it feel like, he's against this, but this is a war crime, in my opinion. They're poisoning the American people. So I'm totally against it, and I agree.
All right, we got a real like red pill, blue pill here. So we got someone on the line that wants to talk about how we should rename the show The Dead Zone because there's too much Trump hate, which I love. Shout out to you, Marcus from Idaho.
Let's go.
And then we've got Matt Baker. Hold on, don't take him just yet. Then we got Matt Baker, who is awesome guy, Dreadhead Alex Jones, out there in California, who wants to talk about the reason for the ceasefire in Iran. Okay, both of you, y'all get a minute or two. We get a minute or two to respond. Marcus in Idaho, you're on the air. Give us your thoughts about the dear leader.
Hello. I am definitely a Trump supporter. I love him. I'm always on the Trump train. And you guys, your derangement is just, it's worse than NPR. I mean, NPR is like sounding totally sane when I listen to you and your dad, and it started with Owen, and it just, the TDS has nonstop with you guys. It's like you're trying to recreate the Mueller report only with tinfoil hats. It's fucking crazy.
What does Trump's taint taste like, sir?
Trump,
yummy, yummy.
The man, he has created an America which will change the world for the rest of our lifetime in a better way.
And yeah, what do you think about the war crimes that were committed in this illegal war of aggression? Do you support the war?
What did Iran turn around and say, we're going to destroy your salination plants and your and your power structure? They just turned around and said, that's what we're going to do to you. I mean, it's
in
crazy.
Retaliation. Like, you do understand that.
It wasn't in retaliation. It was saying the whole thing. Iran has been saying, we're going to destroy you.
Why did we go to war with Iran?
Because they said, we're going to destroy you as soon as we get the chance, and they've been working hard on it.
It's not true.
They're like 86%.
This is a total Zionist lie.
86%.
You've been propagandized, brother. I'm sorry you've been propagandized. Like,
you guys are so off the charts, and it's really upsetting. It's hard to listen
to. Well, you do understand that we voted for no new wars.
You guys are liberals. You guys are liberals, all right?
No, we're not.
Liberal. You guys are liberals.
No, do you listen to Mark Levin? Is Mark Levin your buddy?
You're going to have to eat your own ass, man. You're going to have to
That's what you do.
Up and eat your own ass.
Anthony, your thoughts on this. And here, we'll take a break. We've talked over each other a fair bit. I want to give us a minute and then give you a minute, and we'll take one more minute. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I heard there's a Grindr convention that's going to be at the next CPAC. I think you should go over there and go check it out. Trump is a war criminal. Trump is literally hiding the Epstein files. He's having dinners with people like Bill Gates. He's doing everything against what we voted for. And you're just a cult worshiper. I thought this was a joke at first. I thought you were making a joke.
No,
I can't believe you're a real human, to be honest with you.
Your response.
My response, you guys really should be on the Mueller report, on the Team Tinfoil Hat Mueller report, because all you have is insults. You try to say that I'm gay. It's like the reality of the situation is Trump is doing something for America, and you guys can't handle that.
What's he doing? Destroying the country?
What's he doing?
You didn't respond to, what do you think about the Epstein files? What do you think about this illegal war? What do you think about the failed economy we're going to have now?
I'm glad he got rid of Bondi. She was a disgrace.
But she works for him. He's her boss. You understand?
Now you do.
I mean, how many?
Now you do.
Did he
now you care about it. Now you care about it. I guarantee you, you were championing her. I guarantee you, you were championing her not even a month ago, saying that she's doing a good job.
I have been calling for her ouster for the last 6-8 months, a year.
Sure.
At the end of the day, hold on. Let's take a break here. Let's take a pause. Trump is the boss, is he not? Is he the King Don? What he says goes?
He is the president. He is the number one person in America. He is.
So he should take the responsibility for his actions, right?
The actions that America takes are according to the commander in chief. Yes.
Okay, so it's really not Bondi that's the problem then. The problem seems to be dear leader, Donald Trump, is it not?
No, when she slow walked things and wasn't doing her job, then and there was other people inside of that DOJ.
But she did do her job. She covered up the Epstein file like he told her to do.
No, she didn't. And no, he didn't. If it had come out at the right time and everything, then it would have been good. I mean, there was other things that had to happen, and so that was just like, all right, this is a distraction already. Until we get this out there.
What would it take? This is the last question I'll ask. I appreciate the honesty on the call. What would it take for you to break with Trump? If they used a nuke on Iran, would it make you break with Trump?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
You proudly say no? You tacitly support that kind of action that wouldn't make you cut bait on Trump?
I'm not cutting bait on him. He is the serious man for the job. I think he was not appointed by God, but blessed by God in the position that he's in.
Oh,
and it's kind of like David. It's like David in the Bible. I mean, when he did all kinds of stuff, but he was God's chosen man. And because of that fact,
Trump prophesied in the Bible? Do you think he's prophesied in the Bible?
No, he's not.
Hold on. Donald Trump literally said out of his own mouth, I don't think I'm going to make it into heaven. Like, that should tell you everything right there, bro.
What do you think about that?
what do I think about that? I think that if he believes in Christ, then he is definitely loved by God. And
he practices Judaism, right? You know, he's Jewish.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. He didn't even put his hand on the Bible.
Yes. You're very upset that we're attacking the president that practices Judaism openly.
No, he does not. He's Christian. He has Christian pastors around him. He has put in his hand on the
base
Bible.
One. Why do Christian pastors, the lady that talks to demons and dresses in a red devil suit, is she a pastor to you?
He came out and said, Happy Easter. How many times did Barack Obama or your guy?
He came out and said, Happy Easter. Maybe he'll say, Merry Christmas as well. That's a great achievement. What about the 160 girls he killed? What about that school? What about that elementary school?
What about? You guys just own it. Call yourself the dead zone. You're liberals. That's just the problem.
It's okay. Go back to the nursing home and check yourself out and have fun, man. Because here's the thing. Your political thought is dead and dying in this country. We're the future. This is the zeitgeist. The American people are tired of having a boot on their neck. We're tired of the occupation. And you're a loyalist, just like in the days of the American Revolution. You're loyal to the crown, and we reject you. Thank you for the call. All right, closing us out here, Matt Baker's on the line. Just want to say hi to Matt Baker. Matt, how are you doing? Dude, we're under Mark Levin attack today. We've had Mark Levin twice.
Anyway,
that's what the last caller was. That's what the last caller was just saying. Did you catch any of that?
Oh my god! Oh dude, it was so hard because I had all my talking points and he was just driving me off the wall. Everything he was saying was getting my mind going. What the fuck is he talking about?
Right.
Oh my god, such a homo. Anyway, I called him with my own point. I actually called Harrison yesterday after the show and was telling him my theory. First person I know that actually brought this up is me. Maybe people are coming around to it now, but everyone's like, why? We lost the war. We lost the war. We did this ceasefire, and it's got all these things for Iran and Iran's great victories and all this and that. Nobody can figure it out. And while it's nice having the ceasefire, I mean,
sure.
I couldn't believe right away, even on Suleiman, they're just like all celebrating. I'm like, are you guys high? Like, this has been going for 5 seconds. We're dealing with Israel here. Like, you really think this is going to stick? Like, what is wrong with everybody? Like, people are so brainwashed because they just want it over. Like, they're just like, oh my God, it's over. Yay. Like, Suleiman's doing like a victory lap. Well, it's nice knowing you guys. It's the Vietnam, you guys. You know, breaking news. But anyway, to get to the point is, I believe the reason for the ceasefire is that Trump was dying a death of a PR war. It was a horrific PR war.
Yes.
He was now trying to go to nuclear war with people that we literally attacked for no reason. And all the propaganda was not working. All of the PR was not working. So basically, it's a PR judo flip. So what they're going to do is they're going to say – Trump's going to come out and he's going to say, we tried peace. We wanted peace. We wanted peace. We gave them everything. We gave them everything. We gave them the greatest deal ever, but they didn't want the deal. They don't want peace. So basically, he's resetting the clock to say, now we wanted peace. Now we're in a peace times all of a sudden again. And then when either the false flag or Israel or something pops off, something will happen. And then it will be like, we have to respond to their attack now. Because they didn't get that in the first time. The American people weren't behind him. And so now he needs this PR
excellent
judo
futurism.
Flip, I call it.
We're coming up here on The Alex Jones Show. Matt Baker heralding us into today's Alex Jones Show. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio here, American Journal for you. Thank you so much for calling in, Matt. You guys want to stay tuned. My dad's coming up. All right. Shameless total plug for myself. 50%off.com. As it's spelled, 50%off.com. I sell knockout sleep support. I still have that product. If you miss it, you want it, buy it there. 50%off.com. Thank you very much.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.